time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good afternoon from St. Joseph. Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western, our doubleheader this afternoon, as the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's basketball teams have had a week off since their last matchups in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, some time to work on some things, some time to rest, but really getting back to work in fashion just down here in St. Joseph.
Yeah, and not a very long trip at all, and hopefully there'll be a chance for Northwest fans to come down and watch the Northwest men and women play here this afternoon. With the schedule the way it is in January, not a lot of opportunities, only a couple of home games, and maybe treat this one kind of as a quasi-home game, just 40 miles down the road, and a chance to come down and watch Northwest play here this afternoon.
And for the Bearcat women's team, a couple of losses last week on the road in Joplin in Pittsburgh, Kansas. Not huge surprises because those are a couple of pretty good basketball teams, but if you could get a win against another pretty good basketball team here today, it really could be a momentum builder.
Oh, I think so. And it's really kind of a little bit of a surprise for the Missouri Western women, a new head coach, and he's come in, brought a lot of new players into the program, and they've had some very quality wins early in the season and went against a Division I team in UMKC, also a team that was ranked in the top 10 at one point, number 7 in Metro State. So they've gone out and played some very good basketball, and really, I think, might be the surprise of the conference right now.
Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western, our doubleheader this afternoon on the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll be back with more from St. Joseph after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in St. Joseph, Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western, our matchup this afternoon. And very interesting, this matchup in the women's game. And the reason I say that, obviously, a rivalry, especially amongst fans. It's always going to be that way. But when you take a look at the makeup of these two teams, you've got first-year head coaches on both sides. You have a ton of transfers for Missouri Western. You've got a bunch of players that are still kind of new to the program to Northwest, even though they're coming from the high school ranks. So it may not necessarily on the court have the same feel as the typical Northwest-Missouri Western rivalry, but it'll be interesting how that shapes up as you get more players in programs for a little bit longer.
Yeah, it really doesn't take long for the players to kind of get brought up to speed with this rivalry. It seems like it takes maybe one game, and they kind of get an idea of what it's all about. There'll be a big crowd from Northwest here. Missouri Western generally has one of their better draws for their home fans when Northwest plays, so it'll be a different type of atmosphere. And as you say, you've got two new head coaches and a lot of players that haven't experienced this, but I imagine about 5 minutes into the game that they're going to kind of get an idea of what it's all about. about.
And that's one thing that'll be interesting as well as we go on in this matchup with the head coaches. Mark Kellogg, a kind of guy that wants to recruit to high school level and coach up the kids and coach up the players. And we'll see on the other side with Coach Rob Edmondson, the first-year coach at Missouri Western. He's more likely to bring in the junior college transfer and try to have the good teams each and every year like that. That way, have players for a couple of years. So a couple of different philosophies going after each other as well.
And both have their merits. We've seen coaches succeed in MIAA going both ways. I really like the way Coach Kellogg wants to do it and the way Northwest has done it traditionally through the years. And it seems to be a model that works for the Bearcats. The transfers seem to be a model that maybe works a little better at Missouri Western. So it can be successful for both, but I kind of like the way Northwest goes about it.
Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western, our doubleheader this afternoon. When we come back, we'll hear from Northwest women's coach Mark Kellogg. That's after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Northwest Missouri State graduate Larry Lee has returned to the Northwest campus as the Director of Business Development and Tenant Relations for the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. Lee originally came to Northwest as a non-traditional student and says Northwest professors helped make him feel comfortable as a non-traditional student.
A lot of experiential learning involved and just some great professors both at the undergraduate level as I finished that up in 93 and then also with my MBA in 94.
Lee says his degree led to a job at Northwest following graduation.
I actually went to work for Northwest Missouri State University. With one of their outreach programs, the Small Business and Technology Development Center in St. Joseph. And I stayed there for a couple of years before leaving and going to UMKC. And I was with UMKC until February of this year, and I came back to Northwest, which was kind of a fun thing to do, come back to the old alma mater.
Lee says he's enjoyed being able to return to the Northwest campus and his new position.
The Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship is truly a jewel that Northwest has. But it's a jewel that is not known far and wide in the region. So part of my job is to get that information out.
1994 graduate of Northwest Missouri State's MBA program, Larry Lee.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back in the pregame show before this afternoon's rivalry matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western. Joining us now is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg. Coach, I know you had mentioned last week you would have liked to have been able to have a midweek game after a couple losses to get back out on the court, but how did you feel the week was with practice and working on things like that? Did it make a good week of practice this week?
Yeah, I think it did. We had a better week this week than we had the week going into Southern and Pitt, so I'm sure we got their attention a little bit. We weren't coming off the break anymore. So, I think there were probably a lot of variables as to why we had a little bit better week. And, yeah, it's still a little give and take. Sometimes you want to play and get the taste out of your mouth, and then other times you need the week to practice. And we're kind of going with the we need to practice right now and get as much time on the court together as we can.
Were there just some specific team-oriented things that you had to focus on?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of small things, which is good and bad also. It's things that are fixable and correctable. I thought our effort was a little bit better at Pitt than it was at Southern, so maybe we got that figured out a little bit. And then just some of the intricacies of the game that we can help them with, but a lot of it's just flow and timing and rhythm. And, again, it's just getting out there and doing it more and more because we haven't done this enough. And then we have the bigger issues like rebounding and, you know, some things like that that we definitely have to clean up. So we brought some boys in this week to kind of help us on the boards a little bit. So hopefully we got that cleaned up.
Now, with the rebounding, you mentioned bringing some guys in to kind of work on them with that. Are there just different things you have to try until you find something that works?
Well, yeah, you just keep emphasizing it as much as you possibly can and then talk about some technique a little bit. I, as a coach, kind of think rebounding is not necessarily as much technique as it is just pursuing the basketball. I always tell them it's a will and a want. If you want the basketball, will yourself to go get it. The best rebounders, as you see, the Rodmans and Malones and Barkleys and all the big timers, they weren't necessarily the greatest athletes or the biggest people. They just had that desire to go get the basketball. And so we've talked a lot about that this week too. And play, you know, we're playing man zone. Zone's not the easiest thing to rebound out of. So we had to, you know, get back to a little bit of the fundamentals of what we're supposed to do in the zone.
Does it help also not having that midweek game? You're able to work on some of your own things, but also give you a little extra time to prepare for what is a pretty good Missouri Western team?
Yeah, it's a really good Missouri Western team. And, you know, but we didn't spend all week worrying about them. We spent quite a bit of the beginning of the week worrying about us. And then toward the end of the week, obviously, we started getting some focus more on what they do. So, I mean, I think we should be prepared for what they do. But it wasn't like we spent all week trying to do that, just because we have so much still that we're trying to get better at.
As we get further and further into the season, it would seem like it'd start being a little bit easier to prepare in terms of having more film, having more knowledge of what teams are going to do. Have you found that that's been the case?
Yeah, it is. I mean, like we said, I feel pretty comfortable about what to expect from Missouri Western. So I don't know, unless they just all of a sudden change something since Wednesday, what we've seen on tape is what they've been doing all year long. So we were able to prepare our kids for that. So now it just becomes about execution, defending, who makes a few more shots. You know, and then some personnel obviously dictate some of that too.
Obviously, it's your first year with the program. Well, we talk a lot about players coming into the program new and having to learn a little bit about the rivalry and getting that feel. Does it take long to get the feel about this being a rivalry matchup?
I don't know. You know, we had that question asked quite a few times this week. Yes, you completely understand the rivalry. I got it when, you know, you go watch the football game this year for that conference championship, you truly understand it. But everywhere I've been, you always have a rival. I mean, when I was at Montana State, it was University of Montana. At Fort Hood, it was probably Pueblo and Metro and some of those, you know, that you get. But the distance was always great. This is going to be, it almost feels high school-like in the proximity of the two, because in high school, your rivals are just so close. So from that standpoint, it does. But we haven't recruited against Missouri Western yet. I don't know any of his players. He didn't know any of my players. So we don't have that buildup yet. I'm trying not to turn it into a Mark Kellogg, Rob Edmondson thing. It's just, for us, it's a game right now. It'll be a little more intense when we get out there, and the emotions will be high.
All right, Coach, good luck this afternoon.
Okay, thanks, man.
That is Mark Kellogg, head coach at Northwest Missouri State. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
There's a place where a total stranger will give their blood to save your life. A place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. Where someone will give you food and shelter after a flood. That place is called America, where we look out for each other. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org today.
Stop, call before you dig. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Dig right. Underground utilities exist everywhere, even in your yard. No matter how small the job, know the dangers before you dig. Call Missouri One Call 2 working days before you dig. 1-800-344-7483. Wait 2 working days. Respect the marks. Dig safely.
Stop, call before you dig. Call 1-800.
Dig right. Call Missouri One Call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's the sound of your classmate forwarding a picture from your profile to everyone he knows. Some guys posting graphic comments about your body. And worst of all, your dad seeing a photo of you topless. All because of the time you posted those pictures on your profile. Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people.
Visit CyberTipLine.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
The next time you're at the gas station, here's something to think about. You could be pumping more into your vehicle than fuel. You could be pumping millions of dollars into your local economy and reducing our dependence on the Middle East. Ethanol is a clean, renewable fuel made from corn, grown right here on our own state. It creates jobs, is good for the environment, and reduces our dependence on foreign oil. When we use ethanol, Missouri wins. A message from Missouri corn growers.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back in St. Joseph before today's doubleheader between Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western. Look at the starting lineups for the women's matchup. First for Missouri Western. They come in with a 10-3 record. They are 3-2 in the MIAA. Rob Edmondson going with Tiffany Abrams, a 5'10" junior out of Detroit, Michigan, transfer in from Connors State College. Heather Howard is a 6'3" senior. She's their leader in scoring and rebounding, averaging 14 points and 10 rebounds a game. She comes in second in the MIAA in rebounding. Alicia Bell, the transfer from Northwest Missouri State, a 5'7" senior out of St. Joseph, went to Benton High School. She averages 7 points and 5 rebounds a game for the Griffins. Lanisha Lawrence is a 5'6" junior from St. Robert, Missouri, a transfer in from Hutchison Community College. And Jalissa Lewis rounding out the starting lineup. Lewis is a 5'10" junior from Warrensburg. She transfers into the program from State Fair Community College, averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds a game. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State and head coach Mark Kellogg, the Bearcats bring in an 8-4 record. They are 2-2 in the MIAA. Ashley Nelson is a 5'9" sophomore out of Omaha, averaging 11 points and 2 rebounds a game. She leads Northwest, having hit 26 threes so far this year. She's shooting at a 43% clip outside the arc. Monique Stevens is a 5'3" junior out of Australia, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. But she comes into this matchup third in the MIAA in steals with 27. She's also fifth in the conference in assists with 46 so far this year, and of course leads Northwest in both of those categories. Timber Schechinger is a 5'10" freshman out of Manila, Iowa, averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds a game. Annie Matthews, the leading rebounder for Northwest so far this year, a 5'10" sophomore from Plattsmouth, Nebraska. She is pulling down 7 boards a game to top the Cats. She's also averaging 10 points a contest. Maggie Marnin rounding out the starting lineup. She comes into action second in the MIAA in field goal percentage so far this year, hitting right at 60% of her shots so far, averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds a game, and leads the team with 16 blocks so far this year. There are your starters. Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western, our matchup from St. Joseph. We're back with more after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com. The City of Maryville announced the Transportation Enhancement Committee and the Missouri Department of Transportation have awarded $240,000 toward pedestrian improvements along the 4th Street corridor. TE funds are federal funds available to local public agencies for transportation-related projects, including but not limited to the construction of sidewalks, trails, and bike lanes, landscaping, and to make the ADA improvements to existing sidewalks. Final design on the project is expected to be completed by May.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services,
Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in St. Joseph, Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western are doubleheader. We've got the women's matchup coming your way first this afternoon. Then the two men's teams will be meeting up a little bit later on as the Bearcat men undefeated in conference play so far. And for Missouri Western, they'll be playing their final season under head coach Tom Smith, who has been a staple in MIAA basketball, has been one of the longest tenured coaches in the league for some time, and we've even seen some of the longer tenured coaches not make it quite as long as Coach Smith.
Yeah, he's put together a very fine career, not only here at Missouri Western, but at Central Missouri State when he started his collegiate coaching with Valparaiso, and then had a chance to come back to the conference and coach at Missouri Western, and going out as right now the running coach in MIAA. Guy's been around a long time, had a lot of success, and going out this season, sorry to see Coach Smith go. He's really one of the guys you enjoy talking to when you go on the road.
And before they get into the starting lineups being introduced here at the Looney Fieldhouse, we'll have our national anthem here in just a moment. But Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western, the Bearcats have been off since last Saturday when they had that national television ball game down in Pittsburgh, Kansas. So they did not have a midweek game this week as the rest of the teams in the MIAA did. So they are back in action after a week off and an early game last Saturday as well. Before we get to the starting lineups being introduced here at the field house, we've got our national anthem here in St. Joseph.
This afternoon by the Voices of America.
Voices of America with the national anthem before today's ball game. And again, as always, we expect when those guys show up, it's going to be one of the better performances of the anthem that we see everywhere we go, and that was the case once again.
Again, great job by the Voices of America, and they bring them out to sing the national anthem. It seems like every time Northwest comes down to play, and I think Northwest has even hosted them for a Missouri Western game on an occasion, and what an excellent job with the national anthem.
Before we move along, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, we started to talk a little bit about the men's game coming up later today. Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western, and for the Bearcat men, playing some good basketball. One thing about not having a midweek game, and in terms of trying to get into a routine, you hope it doesn't take away from a little bit of momentum they built up. They had a couple of pretty good road games last week.
Yeah, they did, playing two games in 3 days. That overtime win at Joplin, Missouri Southern, then a very strong start to the game at Pittsburgh State, and they built a big lead in the second half to see Pittsburgh State kind of make it a game of it down the stretch, but Northwest able to hold on for the win, so they come into action today undefeated in conference play at 4-0. Against the Missouri Western team, 6-7 and 2-3 in the conference, and one of the things that has to be frustrating for Missouri Western fans and coaches is they played so many close games this year, losing including five of their seven losses so far this year, 10 points or less. So they've been in just about every game they've played. That makes them kind of dangerous coming into today because you never know when it's going to be that one game that'll get them over the hump. But they're a team that's played everybody close. They just haven't had as many wins as you might expect.
It's felt like in years past that the first meeting between these two teams has always come when students aren't back in classes yet, and it always feels like it's been in Maryville. But that seems is the case again, but down here in St. Joseph, and I know that's one thing we heard some talk here beforehand. You know, they wondered what kind of crowd they were going to have and whether students might come back early with classes starting next week.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of students right now, but we're seeing a pretty good crowd for both Northwest and Missouri Western, just fans in the communities coming in. So hopefully we'll have a decent crowd, but that's really something I think MIAA needs to address schedule-wise. Not only the Northwest-Missouri Western game where you play that first game without the students, but you see, look at rivalries like Pitt State and Missouri Southern. They've been playing a lot of times during the same period where you've got a lot of rivalry games played where the fans can't really enjoy it, and that's seems like that's something you could maybe tweak the schedule a little bit where you have those rivalry games when that classes are in session. So hopefully down the line they'll get that straightened out, but it seems like it's been way too long where you play that first game of the rivalry session without any student fans here.
West Missouri State out at midcourt, ready to get this one started. Maggie Marnin in the center circle in the road green uniforms. It's the home white and black for Missouri Western. Harriet Howard stepping into the center, Heather Howard, excuse me, stepping into the center circle for the Griffins. And we are set to go. Ball is in the air, and the tip will be controlled by Missouri Western, working right to left here at the field house. Lawrence will bring it across midcourt, over to the right side, gets it on the wing for Lewis. Lewis brings it out to the top of the key, finds there Abrams, on to the right side for Howard, back to Abrams, drives over to the right, is picked up by Stevens, out to the top of the key, back over to Abrams, right side, drive along the baseline, and Timber Schechinger with the bump will be called for the first foul of this game. Timber Schechinger with her first foul, and for those fans that are going to be seeing Northwest either for the first time today since they've been at home or on Wednesday, again, some new numbers for this Bearcat women's team. Inbound on the right side, and a drive started by Bell. Bell holding on to it, can't get into the paint, cut off by Annie Matthews. Kicks it out to the top of the key. Lawrence with it. On to the left side, she goes to Abrams. A couple of dribbles for her, top of the key for Bell. Bell leaves it out on the right side for Howard. Now back to Abrams. She tries to drive into the lane. Shot partially blocked away. Rebound for Annie Matthews for Northwest. Matthews will get it out to Stevens on the left side. First possession of the game for the Cats. Now to Matthews. Hands it back for Stevens out near the center circle. She is picked up aggressively out near midcourt by Lawrence. On to the left side. Nelson, top of the key. Matthews over to the right. Marnin. Marnin on to the left side for Stevens. She'll dribble to the top of the key. Eight on the shot clock as she brings it down toward the baseline. Up to the free throw line, Marnin. On to the left side, Nelson. Nelson inside to Matthews. Two on the clock. Out to Schechinger. Launches it. That one off. Rebound. Howard inside for Missouri Western. They are scoreless through the first possession for each team. On the right side, kick out to the left for Abrams. Now to the top of the key for Howard. Howard will bring it back to the left. Over there with it is Lawrence. Lawrence tries to drive, spin move, up with the runner off the glass, doesn't get rim, rebound Marnin. Outlet to the left side for Stevens. She'll push it up the floor for Northwest. Brings it between the circles. Now to the top of the key for Matthews. Matthews skips it over to the left side for Stevens. Underneath, cutting to the basket, it's Nelson. Her shot off the backboard, doesn't get rim. Lawrence there defensively, and the rebound for Howard. It'll go back to Lawrence. She'll bring it across the timeline for the Griffins. Works it between the circles right. Brings it to the top of the key. Now onto the right side. Howard on the wing. Wants to take the three, and it's nothing but net for Heather Howard. Howard has the size, but that's her 25th three of the season, so she'll knock it down from the perimeter as well. 2 minutes into it, a 3-0 lead for the Griffins. Across the timeline, Stevens with the dribble. Picked up by Lawrence. Giving some space. Over to the right for Schechinger on the wing. Schechinger with one dribble, gives it to Matthews at the top of the key. She spins with the basketball, gets rid of it, over to Stevens on the left side. She's got it on the wing. One dribble to the high post for Marnin. At the elbow, over to Schechinger, right wing, inside down to Matthews. Matthews double team, tries to go across the paint, and shot clock violation against Northwest. So a couple of times on two straight trips down the floor, Western has taken Northwest deep into the shot clock. Northwest coach Mark Kellogg going to take a timeout. Just looks like Northwest not real comfortable offensively.
No, and I think you have to credit Missouri Western's defense for that. They're really pushing Northwest maybe a step or two out on the perimeter further than where they would like to as far as setting up their offense and just having a hard time getting their plays run and getting a good look at the bucket. And we're seeing that shot clock wind down and where they are forced to take a shot that's probably not a good shot out of their offense. And now Coach Kellogg going to address that situation right now with this timeout. But very good job by Missouri Western early in this game with their defense.
3-0 Missouri Western lead on the three-point shot by Heather Howard. Howard is their 6'3 senior out of Shawnee Mission, started her career at Oklahoma State and transferred into the program. The bulk of the players on this roster are transfers for Coach Rob Emerson, the first-year coach for the Griffins. Just three players that are in the program from the high school ranks. And Missouri Western with the ball out of the timeout. Lawrence brings it across the timeline over to the right side. Out between the circles, gives it up for Bell. Bell back to the right for Lawrence. She'll skip it over to the left side. Abrams on the wing. Down to the baseline for Lewis. Inside for Howard. Turnaround jumper good for Heather Howard. She has the first 5 points of this game. And now ball tipped loose in the backcourt. Annie Matthews picks it up. Able to get it to Stevens. She's across the timeline with it. Pushing it into the lane. Lobs it down for Marnin. Marnin bumped by Howard as she goes up with the shot. So Howard will pick up the first foul against the Griffins. And it will send Maggie Marnin to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest.
Howard's been a very valuable pickup for Missouri Western. We talked about her size and the fact she can step out on the perimeter, knock down some threes, leads the team in rebounds, points. Also, just a very good all-around player making a mark, getting a chance to move a little bit closer to home from Oklahoma State.
Marnin hits the first of her two free throws. She'll get a second attempt. She's hitting 86% at the free throw line so far this year. And the second one is good as well. So Marnin gives Northwest their first 2 points of the game. It's a 5-2 lead for Missouri Western. Alicia Bell, who started her career as a Bearcat, had a pretty bad knee injury in a game in Hawaii at Chaminade. Will dribble with it on the right side. Now brings it out between the circles. Lawrence onto the left wing with the dribble. To the top of the key, Abrams. Over to the right side for Bell. Down to the baseline right. Goes for Lewis. Swings around left side, Lawrence. Drive to the baseline. Now into Howard's 14-footer is up. Off the right side of the rim. Bell tips the rebound. But then Matthews able to knock it out for Nelson. Ahead to Stevens on the run right side. Hesitates on the wing. Guarded by Howard. Now to Matthews. Down low for Marnin. Knocked away and out of bounds. Coming across on the help side was Alicia Bell. Knocked it out on the baseline, and Northwest will inbound with 16-16 to play in the first half. A three-point Missouri Western lead. Stevens inbound to the right side. Nelson thought about the long shot, instead hangs on to it to the top of the key. For Schechinger over to the left, Stevens. Her pass inside taken away. The steal for Lawrence. One-on-two for Lawrence. Stops. Jumper from 14 is short. The air ball out of bounds underneath, and Northwest Missouri State will get it back. And Jaquita Deaver comes in, a 5'5 junior for Missouri Western. Charnice Lewis going to check in as well. She took off her warm-up and pulled off her jersey along with it. And so she's going to have to get the jersey on as she comes out onto the court. I don't know that I've seen that before.
I don't think so.
She's got it on and tucked in, and Northwest will have the basketball. Monique Stevens being pressured in the backcourt here, trying to get open against two Griffins. Does. Takes the inbound pass from Matthews. Now we'll bring it up one-on-one against Deaver. Help comes up. Pass ahead for Matthews. Across the timeline, she expires the dribble. Gets it over to Stevens between the circles left. Stevens holding on to it in front of Jaquita Deaver. To the top of the key. Down the right side of the lane. Got a screen. Up with the runner. Off the glass. Good for Monique Stevens. So Stevens gives Northwest her first field goal. Makes it a 5-4 game. Missouri Western coach Rob Emmonson calling a timeout here. 15:42 to play in the first half, and we're seeing a little bit of back and forth between these two teams in terms of the scoring. Not a lot of points on the board yet, but they've come in bunches anyway.
And it's been an intense first half so far. The defense has really been playing hard on both sides, and heard a lot about Coach Emerson being kind of a fiery guy. We're kind of seeing that there with that quick timeout. He was all over his team, not liking the way they played defense that trip down. And it's been, for the most part, very intense defense for Missouri Western. But not up a little bit that time. Northwest got an easy look at the bucket, and Coach Emerson for Missouri Western wanted to change that.
Northwest now will step into some full court pressure here. And the inbound comes into the backcourt. Up the floor comes Lawrence. Lobs it ahead on the right side for Lewis. Lewis will bring it out to the wing. Now to Lawrence. Over to the left side on the wing for Deaver. Deaver in front of Stevens. Gets the pass inside. Knocked away by Marnin. Picked up by Stevens. Stevens with a lob ahead to Nelson. Comes in front of Deaver with it. Over to the right side, Schechinger. Shot fake, drive, runner over Howard off the glass. Good, and Northwest with their first lead of the game. Timber Schechinger gives Northwest a 6-5 lead. On to the left side, Lawrence with it on the wing. Gets it up to Howard. Her pass tipped by Nelson, picked up by Deaver, who goes on the drive, stumbles, falls, called for the travel. They are seeing a heck of a defensive effort from the start here for Northwest. Something that's part of what they worked on over the week off that they had this last week. Stevens takes the inbound, gets it ahead for Matthews. Matthews dribbles across the timeline with it. Comes to a stop and will hand it to Stevens. Stevens dribbles around a defender. That's Brittany Griswold. Griswold, the transfer from Cloud County Community College. Over to Schechinger on the right wing. A lob into Matthews. Comes down with it in front of Howard. Shot blocked by Howard. Her 26th block of the season. The outlet goes ahead on the left side for Lawrence. Lawrence into the paint. A spin move and a shot off the glass. Good for Lanisha Lawrence. Gives the lead back to the Griffins. 7-6. 14:34 to play in the first half. Matthews across the timeline with the dribble to the right wing. Now inspires the dribble. Wants to get it to Stevens, and we've got a foul call as Stevens tried to get open. Chiquita Deaver commits the foul. The push will be her first, team second, and it brings us to a timeout. With 14:25 to go in the first half, it's a 7-6 lead for Missouri Western over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in St. Joseph, 7-6, Missouri Western with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 14:25 to play in the first half. Really looks like we're going to have a good game on our hands today.
I think so, and we talked a little bit about the wondering before the ball game about this rivalry, so many new players on both teams and a couple new coaching staff, but I think they're well aware of things right now. This is a pretty intense ball game right now, especially defensively. The two teams really going at it.
So it will be Northwest basketball. Merity Scott checked into the lineup during the timeout. And Scott will look to inbound. Scott actually comes into this game third in the MIAA in free throw percentage and fifth in three-point field goal percentage. Pass over to her on the right side and a foul. Lanisha Lawrence picks up the foul. That'll be the first on Lawrence, third team foul. And it'd be nice to see Western pick up a few fouls and then see what happens to their defense. That may force them to back down a bit.
Yeah, and just see exactly how deep they are on the bench here. But well, right now, this is a very intense game.
Scott will inbound it from about the same spot she did just a moment ago. Gets it into Schechinger between the circles. She'll hand it back for Stevens. Now Northwest sets the offense. Stevens tried to go right. Gets it to the high post for Marnin. Marnin spins with it over to the left side. Nelson on the wing. Nelson skips it across to Scott. Scott to the top of the key for Nelson. Nelson spins with it, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the wing. Now on a backdoor cut to Schechinger. Shot over Howard, too strong. Rebound to the backside to Deaver, and then a reach-in foul against Northwest. Both Merity Scott and Maggie Marnin were trying to get a hold of the basketball, and they're going to call Scott for the foul. That'll be her first. Second against Northwest. And Ashley Fair checks in for Northwest, takes the place of Monique Stevens. Jalissa Lewis checks back into the lineup for Missouri Western. The inbound comes to Deaver. She'll push it up the floor to the free throw line. Loses a handle on it. May have been knocked away by Scott. Picked up by Marnin. Now Schechinger with it across the timeline. Brings it over to the right side. Gets it top of the key to Nelson. Nelson back to Schechinger. Now to Marnin on the wing. Marnin up top for Nelson. Open, the three on the way. Good for Ashley Nelson. Big three for Nelson. 27th of the season. And Northwest back on top. 9-7 the lead for the Cats. Out between the circles with it is Shernice Lewis. Gets it into Howard. Her pass out, tipped by Scott, and it picked up by Thayer, who is then tripped up as she tried to dribble around Alicia Bell. So Bell will pick up her first foul, fourth team foul, and Northwest will inbound near midcourt in front of the scorer's table. Denise White, a 5'8 junior out of Baytown, Texas, and a transfer from Blinn County Community College, into the lineup for the Griffins. Thayer takes the inbound in the backcourt. Walks it across the timeline. Picked up between the circles by White. On to the left side to pass to Nelson. Top of the key for Scott. Scott looks left. Wanted to go to Schechinger. She set a screen. Nelson saves it inbounds, but Bell comes up with a steal. One-on-one with Scott. Goes up with a layup. No good. Rebound to the floor. Tipped out by Thayer. She chases it down. She's in transition. A three-on-three opportunity down the left side of the lane. Thayer picks up the dribble. Needs to get rid of it. Being pressured by White, and does to Nelson. Now at top of the key for Scott. Over to the right, Schechinger fakes on the three. Drives, top of the key. Scott, a three on the way. Off the front of the rim. Bell with a long rebound on the run for Missouri Western. Over to the left side on the wing. Bell lobs it down for Howard, who bobbles the pass. Saves it inbound right toward us. Bell trying to come up with it. Tips it on the sideline. And it will go back to Northwest Missouri State. Alexis Bay will check into the Bearcat lineup. Bay takes the place of Maggie Marnin. First action of the afternoon for Bay. The inbound to Thayer, and she'll bring it up the floor for Northwest. Gets the play call from her head coach, Mark Kellogg. Dribbles around Lawrence. Gets a pass to the left side for Nelson. Out top of the key, Scott. Scott on to the left. Nelson open for three from the wing. It's off the back of the rim. The rebound high off the rim. Picked up by Bay. Back to Nelson. Fakes on the three. Drives to the baseline. Tries to go to the corner for Schechinger. It's tipped out of bounds by KC Clouser. And an inbound coming for Northwest on the baseline right. 12-14 to play in the first half. They are looking to inbound. Does so to Schechinger. Right side. She's double-teamed. Out to Scott on the wing. Over to the left side, Nelson. She goes on the drive. Up with the runner off the glass. It's good. Ashley Nelson with 5 points. And it's an 11-7 lead for the Northwest women. Just inside 12 minutes to play in the first half. Bell between the circles. On to the left side. Abrams back to Bell. Bell will get it over to the right. On the wing there is Lawrence. Lawrence backs it out between the circles. Works it to Bell. Bell down to the baseline. Comes back out to Bell. A three off the front of the rim. She followed her shot. Underhanded layup off the glass right. Good for Alicia Bell. Her first points, and it's a two-point game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. There with it in the backcourt for the Cats. She'll cross the timeline with a dribble. Crosses over into a double team. Gets it to Schechinger. Schechinger onto the wing for Nelson. She'll bring it top of the key for Scott. Throws it behind Merity Scott, and it goes out of bounds just in front of us here. And we'll go back to Missouri Western. Heather Howard back into the lineup for Missouri Western, along with Tiffany Abrams. And Monique Stevens will come back on the floor for Northwest. Ashley Nelson will get a breather for the Cats. 11-18 to play in the first half. 11-9 the lead for Northwest. Howard inbounds it for the Griffins. And up the floor comes Lawrence. Lawrence works it to the free throw line. Abrams lobbed down to Howard. Six-footer on the way, too strong. It went seven. Rebound for Matthews on the backside. Gets it out for Thayer. Thayer between the circles with it. Wanted to go left. Scott covered to the top of the key for Matthews. Over to the right side, Stevens. Bounce pass into Thayer. Thayer spins on Bell. Up with a shot off the front of the rim. The rebound tipped up. Spins around and out. Still loose on the floor now. Picked up by Matthews. She gets it out to the right side, Stevens. Over to the left for Scott. A runner no good for Merity Scott, but she draws a foul. We'll go to the free throw line and shoot two for Northwest. Foul is called against Jalissa Lewis. That is her first, team's fifth.
Good hustle out of Northwest on that offensive set. Going after some loose balls resulted in Scott getting a look down under and getting fouled.
Free throw by Scott off the back of the rim. We mentioned she did come into this game third in the MIAA in free throw shooting. She's now 31 of 36 at the line, just under 90%. Second free throw for Scott on the way, and that one is good. So she hit one of the two. Northwest lead builds to three, 12-9 with 10:44 to play in the first half. Across the timeline comes Alicia Bell. Bell dribbling on the right sideline, out between the circles, finds Lawrence. She swings it around left for Abrams. To Lewis on the baseline, back up to Abrams. Now to Lawrence, touch to Howard, free throw line. Bell right side, drive down to the baseline, cut off. Kicks it out top of the key. Lawrence on the drive into the right corner. Bell steps back, takes a three. Good for Alicia Bell. And that will tie the ball game. This is the third three of the season for Alicia Bell. And we're tied at 12. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 10-12 to play in the first half. Stevens between the circles with it. To Bay, top of the key. Bay holding on to it. Puts it on the floor once. Now over to Stevens on the right wing. Stevens drives to the baseline, picks up the dribble, gets it out to Matthews. Six on the shot clock, skip over to the left for Thayer. Open, a three-pointer on the way. Good for Ashley Thayer. Big answer there by Thayer, her 12th three of the season. And it's a 15-12 game, Northwest with the lead. Drive down the left side, Lawrence gets it into Lewis. Turnaround jumper in the paint, good for Talissa Lewis. First points for Lewis, a 15-14 game, Northwest with the lead in the basketball. Thayer will bring it up the right side this time. Onto the wing with it. Given some room by Bell. Out top of the key for Matthews. Over to the left for Scott. Guarded by Abrams. Now tried to go to Alexis Bay. Leads her too much with the pass. It goes out of bounds. It'll go back to Missouri Western after a timeout. 15-14 Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the Griffins. 9:20 to play in the first half. We're back to St. Joseph after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University's Office of University Advancement has announced a change in roles for two of its staff members to enhance its outreach, communication, and donor development efforts. Polly Howard has assumed the role of Director of Alumni and Donor Relations, and Steve Sutton has begun serving as Major Gift Development Officer. Howard, who had been a major gift development officer for the last 7 years, and Sutton, who served in the directing role during the same tenure, have switched roles.
Back in St. Joseph, 9:20 to play in the first half, 15-14. The Northwest women with the lead over Missouri Western. And John, I think the Northwest women made good use of that week off because they do, even just in a week, look like they're playing better basketball than they did on the two games down south.
Well, I think one thing, they look a lot fresher. They were battling a little bit of the illness bug going into those two games. They played pretty well in the first half of both of those contests, but really faded in the second half. And I think a week off helped in that aspect, and just a week off to maybe work on some fundamentals, and they're looking very good here in the first half.
Out between the circles, Lanisha Lawrence with it for Missouri Western. Swings it around to the left side on the wing, Abrams. Down to the baseline for Griswold. Now to Howard. A 15-footer won't go. Rebound for Merritt E. Scott for Northwest. Scott will bring it up the floor. Stops just before the timeline. Now across the midcourt stripe to Monique Stevens. Stevens to the high post, Matthews. Matthews looking in the lane. Bay cutting through. Nothing there. Now to Stevens, top of the key. Over to the left side on the wing for Thayer. Bounce pass inside to Matthews. Matthews up with the running one-hander, and it's good. Annie Matthews with the right hand. Her first points of the game. Northwest up by three once again. Missouri Western with it. In the right corner is Abrams. Brings it out between the circles. Gives it up for Deaver. She'll get it to the left side for Lawrence. Back to Deaver. Now around to the right for Abrams. Drive to the baseline, up with the runner, it's short, got her own rebound, follow on the left, too strong, Griswold with it in the paint, and a held ball call coming up with a possession arrow giving it to Northwest Missouri State. Another good defensive effort, forcing a couple of bad shots inside for Missouri Western.
And going aggressively for the ball in the lane there to force the tie-up.
Stevens takes the inbound, is double teamed, gets a bounce pass ahead to Matthews. She'll bring it across the timeline left side. Now back to Stevens between the circles left. Deaver right there defensively. Stevens spins, gets it out to Bay on the left wing. Bay wanted to go to Scott, top of the key. She's covered, still wants to get it to her, and does, in front of Abrams. Scott with it on the right side. Tipped, picked up, now left side for Thayer. Seven on the shot clock. Thayer started to drive, is cut off, gives it out for Bay. Three on the clock. Bay is going to be forced to shoot. Spins up with the runner. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Bay trying to crash the boards and get the rebound. Knocks Howard to the floor and will be called for a foul. Bay a little bit surprised because that was a 50-50 ball right there.
Yeah, I think so. And it really didn't seem like there was that much contact to go along with it. But unfortunately, for Northwest, going to call for the foul.
That's the first on Alexis Bay. 13 foul against Northwest. Ashley Nelson back on the floor for the Cats. Sharnice Lewis will check back in for Missouri Western and replace Abrams. Full court pressure for Northwest. They lead it 17-14 with 7:45 to play in the first half. Inbound comes to Jaquita Deaver. She'll bring it up the floor against Stevens on the left side. To the high post, Howard underneath. Griswold cutting to the basket, goes up with a shot, hits the bottom of the backboard right underneath the rim, but draws a foul and will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She caught a big break right there.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Foul is called on Annie Matthews. That's the first on Matthews. Fourth team foul. And Griswold steps to the line, 25 of 35 from there, 23 of 35 from there so far this year. First of her two off the back of the rim. Maggie Marnin back in for Northwest. Alicia Bell for Missouri Western. Bay goes to the sideline for the Cats. 7:33 to play in the first half. A 17-14 lead for the Northwest women. Second free throw for Brittany Griswold. And that one is good. So she gets her first point of the ball game. Makes it a two-point game. Full court pressure once again. Stevens takes the inbound. Gets it over to Matthews. Matthews picks up the dribble, back to Stevens. Stevens lets him clear it out. Now we'll bring it across midcourt against Deaver. In the center circle, dribbling with it. Over to the right side on the wing for Meredith Scott. On the pick and roll, tried to go to Marnin. Griswold comes over on the help side and gets the steal. Gets it out to Deaver. Over to the left side on the wing. A three on the way from Sharnice Lewis. No good. Rebound. Matthews rips it away from Heather Howard. Able to get it to Stevens. Stevens across the timeline with it, out between the circles. Stevens over to the right wing to Scott. She'll bring it to the top of the key. Lobs it for Matthews. Too tall for her, but she chases down the loose ball. Gets it out to Stevens. Right back for Matthews. Down to Nelson on the left wing. Inside to Marnin, and a travel called on Ashley Nelson. A little bit indecisive on how to get that pass inside. And the turnover gives it back to Missouri Western with 6:44 to play in the first half. Timber Schechinger back in the lineup for Northwest. Takes the place of Annie Matthews. Jalissa Lewis will come into the Missouri Western lineup, replacing Brittany Griswold. Pressure in the backcourt by Northwest. The inbound comes to Deaver. Monique Stevens sidesteps in front of her defensively. Crosses the timeline on the left side of the floor. Brings it out between the circles. Now to Alicia Bell. Over to the right side on the wing, Lewis. Down to Howard, to Bell, cutting to the basket, double clutch, underhand shot, no good. Rebound, both Howard and Marnin coming down with it. A held ball with the possession arrow pointing toward Missouri Western.
Northwest right now has committed a couple more turnovers than at Missouri Western, 7-5 in that aspect, but they've done a good job on defense afterwards. Northwest right now scoring 7 points off of Griffin turnovers, Missouri Western just 2 off of turnovers.
Deaver with it on the right side, drives to the baseline, crosses over, goes up with a shot blocked away by Maggie Marnin, and Marnin gets the outlet on the left side. For Marnin, her 17th block of the season, as Stevens dribbles down the lane into Marnin, layup off the glass, and Marnin finishes it at the other end. 4 points for Marnin, and at Northwest Missouri State's lead now 19-15. On the left side with 6 minutes to play in the first half. Ball swings around to the right. Howard at the elbow takes the pass. Out to Bell left side. Top of the key, Deaver. A couple of dribbles for her. Right wing. Three on the way from Lewis. And it's good for Sharnice Lewis. She's the team leader in three-point shooting. That's her first points this afternoon. And it's a one-point Northwest lead. Bearcats with it. Schechinger into the left corner. Nelson takes a three. It's off the back of the rim. Scott with the rebound. Gets the outlet to Stevens near the center circle. She calls out the offense, dribbles over toward the right wing, gets it to Scott on the wing, guarded by Bell. Scott now to Marnin on the slip screen, up with the shot, good off the glass for Maggie Marnin. That's six for Martin and another timeout for Missouri Western. A couple of different times in this first half when we have seen them a little lackadaisical on defense. We've seen Coach Emmonson call the timeout.
Yeah, and they've come out after those timeouts and they've done well, and he's a fiery guy. He's going at his team right now there in the huddle. But I think one thing Northwest has done, they've kind of caught Missouri Western on a couple occasions really overplaying the ball when they've gone for some steals and haven't gotten a steal, and then they turn around and finding someone open underneath the bucket for an easy layup, and that's really helped Northwest out.
Yeah, Emmonson right at the start. He got everybody huddled up and then slammed his clipboard to the floor and got in the face of it. Looked like Chiquita Deaver. I'm not exactly sure. A couple of players over on that side. But, yeah, he slammed down that clipboard. And I guess what we're hearing about him being a fiery guy is true.
He is intense. No doubt about that.
It's a three-point Northwest Missouri State lead, 21-18 with 5:21 to play in the first half. Missouri Western gets the basketball out of the break after giving up the layup to Marnin. And Howard will be inbounding against some full court pressure from Northwest. Now Coach Emerson taking out a little bit of his frustrations on one of the officials who was over at the scorer's table, chatting with the lady running the scoreboard. So now we're set to get back to play. Bell takes the inbound in front of Meredith Scott. She'll bring it over to the right side of the floor as she crosses the stripe. Now between the circles with the dribble. To the top of the key, gets it to Lawrence. On to the left side for Lewis. Lewis down to the baseline, a pass inside, tipped around and taken away. Northwest comes up with it, and a double dribble, I believe, called against Meredith Scott. Turnover anyway, we'll give it right back to Missouri Western after a good defensive effort by Northwest. The inbound will come on the baseline right. Brittany Griswold will come into the lineup. Griswold will take the place of Jalissa Lewis. And the inbound coming from the baseline right from Anisha Lawrence. Thrown out between the circles. Howard has to chase it down in the backcourt. Schechinger went for the steal. Didn't get it. Howard ahead on the left side. Gets it for Lawrence. Lawrence will bring it to the top of the key. Over to the right side for Lewis. Now back to Lawrence. She's on the left wing. Dribbling with the basketball between the circles for Bell. Bell will put it on the floor, leave it out on the right side for Howard. Howard to the top of the key, Lawrence. Lawrence wants to drive, instead into the left corner, gets it for Lewis. Back up to Howard with six on the shot clock. Howard to the right, spins to the free throw line, pass down low for Griswold, low for her, she picks it up, shot won't go, follow won't go, and we've got a shot clock violation, but the ball hit the bottom of the rim. The shot clock should have been reset.
And Coach Emerson really upset over that one, and he's got a right to be that time.
Yeah, Griswold's shot hit the bottom of the rim. Now, granted, it was a pretty ugly shot, but the only stipulation is that the ball has to hit the rim, so the shot clock should have been reset. And officials come together, and they're not going to change the call.
That surprised me. I would have thought when the three of them came together that they would have got that one. But.
And now one of the officials gets to go explain that to Coach Emerson. I do not envy that task for sure. It should bring us to a timeout as well. There's 4:31 to play in the first half. It's a 21-18 game. Northwest with the lead over the Missouri Western women. We're back to St. Joseph after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Back in St. Joseph, 21-18, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Missouri Western. We're getting a bit of a chuckle here at the break. We talked about how the officials didn't get that shot clock reset. One of the fans yelling at the officials. and rightfully so, but he said, that's supposed to be a jump ball. So,
well, he's half right out of that.
But after all that, Northwest will have possession of the basketball. They'll face some full court pressure here from Missouri Western. Timber Schechinger inbounding it. Gets it to Stevens. She's double-teamed. Gets it back to Schechinger. She'll bring it across the timeline. Over to the right side. Down the lane. Kick out right. Going for Scott. Out top of the key for Nelson. Nelson will hand it for Stevens. Between the circles. Stevens guarded by Lawrence. Now to the right side for Scott. Bounce pass to Schechinger. Over to the left side. Stevens takes a pass inside. Starts a drive. Call for the travel. Matt will give it back to Missouri Western. 4:10 to play in the first half, a 21-18 lead for Northwest.
Again, one of the things you have to be impressed with the Northwest offensively after committing turnovers in this first half, they've really put the clamps down on Missouri Western on their defensive stand after a turnover. Griffin still with just 2 points off turnovers in the half.
Across the timeline, Alicia Bell out to the top of the key. Gets it for Lewis. Now to the left side, Lawrence. Griswold inside to Howard. She can't handle the pass. Monique Stevens comes out of there with it for Northwest. Over to the right side, down the lane, tries to go up with a shot. Bell a little bit late, getting down defensively, reaches in and gets called for the foul. That's going to be the second on Alicia Bell. Sixth team foul against Missouri Western. And Monique Stevens will head to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest. Stevens 24 of 44 from the free throw line. And the first one off the back of the rim. Tiffany Abrams and Jalissa Lewis both back onto the floor for the Griffins. Griswold and Bell to the sideline. 3:51 to play in the first half. The Northwest women with a 21-18 lead. The second one is good for Stevens. 3 points in the ball game for Monique Stevens, and the Bearcat lead back up to four. Across the timeline right comes Lawrence. Looks to pass it into Abrams. Does. Abrams to the right. Gets bumped by Marnin. And a foul call on Maggie Martin will be her first, team's fifth. Griffins will inbound on the baseline right. And nobody stepping out yet to inbound. Now, Lanisha Lawrence will do so. Baseline right just outside the paint. Onto the wing, she gets it for Sharnice Lewis. Out between the circles, Abrams. Over to the right side, Lewis. Out of the corner, Howard. Howard brings it up to the wing, gets back to Lewis. To the left side for Lawrence. Lawrence still dribbling with it between the circles. Gets a screen, doesn't use it. Down the left side of the lane. Spins, double team, kick out, left wing. Jalissa Lewis gets rid of it. Now Lawrence with it. Back to Howard. Howard tries to drive. And guarded by Monique Stevens, who forces her into the travel. Monique Stevens at 5-3 going against the 6-3. Heather Howard forcing the turnover. And the Bearcats get it back, still up by four. Inbound pass, and we've got a timeout for Northwest. Coach Mark Kellogg wanted a foul call. They're using two defenders against Monique Stevens to keep her from getting the inbound pass, and they're using some pretty good pressure there. He's not going to get the foul call out of it, but I think he wants to at least try to bring some attention to the officials about that contact.
Yeah, I think he was able to get that done, and that kind of shows you the respect that Missouri Western has on Stevens as well. She's a good little ball handler and does a good job on the defense, just as evidence on that play just prior to the inbound, forcing a 6'3 player into a travel, giving up a foot in size, and still coming up with some good defense against Howard.
22-18, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Missouri Western. 3:15 to play in the first half. Northwest will try to inbound once again, likely against full court pressure. The Griffins still huddled up here. A little slow getting out onto the court. Officials probably give him a little more time than he needed to, but they get out there and the inbound comes to Stevens in front of a couple of defenders. Now ahead to Schechinger. She's across the timeline with the dribble. Picks it up right side, hands it for Stevens. Stevens out between the circles, brings it middle of the floor. On to the left side for Scott. Scott to Marnin. Marnin tried to get it to Nelson on the backdoor cut. It's not there. Over to Stevens' left side. She drives with it into the left corner. Schechinger up to the wing for Nelson. Six on the shot clock. Nelson skips it out top of the key. Stevens takes a three. That's off the front of the rim. And the rebound just outside the paint. Picked up by Jalissa Lewis for Missouri Western. Gives it up to Lawrence. Lawrence at the right elbow, over to the left side on the wing for Sharnice Lewis, and she hits the three from the wing. Sharnice Lewis with her second three of the game, all of her points from outside the arc, and it's a one-point game, Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. Stevens with it out near the center circle. Gets it to Schechinger at the high post left. Now over to the right for Stevens on the wing. Stevens to the top of the key. Nelson. Touch pass inside to Marnin. Kick back out for Stevens. Gets a screen from Marnin. Now she tries to dribble around Lanisa Lawrence. She draws the foul. That'll be the second on Lawrence. Seventh team foul. And, nope, they called a kick instead of a foul. So, no foul, but an inbound coming for Northwest Missouri State. 15 seconds to work with on the shot clock. And now a foul before the inbound pass. This is going to be a push against Jalissa Lewis. That'll be the second on Jalissa Lewis. And now the seventh team foul against the Griffins. And Monique Stevens will go to the free throw line for the 1-1. Now into the ball game for Missouri Western is K.C. Clouser. Takes the place of Jalissa Lewis. 2:09 to go in the first half. The 1-1 opportunity for Monique Stevens. And the front end is off the back of the rim. Ashley Fair tips the rebound out and chases it down. Top of the key for Nelson. Over to the right side, Schechinger. She's got it on the wing. Brings it top of the key to Stevens on the left. Drives down to the baseline. Double team. Loses the handle on the basketball, but trying to save it inbounds. Bowser steps on the baseline. So Northwest will inbound it with 1:56 to go in the half.
Over a break that time. Stevens just lost the handle on it, but the Cats will get it.
And now Howard pushes Marnin to the floor, and Howard will pick up the foul. That's the second on Howard. 18 foul, and Maggie Marnin will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Brittany Griswold comes into the lineup, takes the place of Howard. So Marnin was 2 of 2 at the free throw line and an 86% free throw shooter at the line for the 1-1. Front end is up and good. So she'll get the second. 7 points in this first half for Marnin. She leads all scorers so far. Second one coming up for Marnin. And that one off the left side of the rim. Griswold chases down the rebound for the Griffins. Northwest up by two. Inside 2 minutes to play in the first half. In the left corner, a three-pointer on the way. It's off the front of the rim for Sharnice Lewis. The rebound out of bounds underneath. It is off of K.C. Clouser and belongs to Northwest Missouri State. 1:46 to play in the half. Inbound comes to Stevens. Northwest will clear it out. Stevens will bring it up the floor against Lawrence. One-on-one. Now across the timeline with it, out near midcourt, between the circles. At the top of the key, over to the right side, to the wing. Inside to Marnin, turnaround jumper over Griswold, good for Maggie Marnin. Cats going to try to take advantage of Howard being on the bench here, and it's a 4-point Northwest lead. Over to the left side, Lawrence gives it to Abrams, through the lane, the runner short, rebound underneath for Clouser. Out to the left side, Lawrence, skip to the right wing, gets it to Lewis. Lewis up with a 17-footer at short, but she draws a foul. We'll go to the line to shoot two for Missouri Western. Ashley Nelson picks up her first at six against the Cats in this first half.
Northwest done a good job playing aggressive defense, but they really haven't gotten into foul trouble because of their play. Just playing some good, solid defense and forcing Missouri Western to work for their shots.
First free throw by Lewis, no good. She's now 0 of 3 on the season. From the free throw line. Averaging 7 points a game, has six already, has hit a couple of three-pointers. Came in the team leader in three-point shooting. And the second free throw rattles out. They want to take the free throws out at the top of the key next time. Northwest with the rebound, a 4-point lead for the Cats. Stevens between the circles, over to the right side on the wing. Now inside to Marnin, knocked away by Griswold. It is picked up by Lewis. Lewis will get it out to Lawrence. Lawrence at the top of the key with it. Over to the right side. Now brings it to Lewis on the left. Lewis back to Lawrence. Between the circles right. Into the corner for Abrams. Abrams with one dribble. Out to the right wing. Now comes to the left side for Lewis. Inside to Clouser. Clouser through the lane. Up with the one-hander. And it's good for K.C. Clouser. Her first points, and it's a 2-point game. Northwest with the lead in the basketball. Just over a half a minute to play in the first half. Into Marnin, a dribble, a kick out right corner. A three from Thayer. Good for Ashley Thayer. Two threes for Thayer in this first half. Northwest up by five, their biggest lead of the half. Top of the key with it. Over to the left side, Lewis. Lewis now to the right, Abrams. Abrams on the wing. Back to Lewis. Over to Lawrence on the left side. They want to play for the final shot. 10 seconds to play in the half. Lawrence directing traffic from between the circles over to the right side. Nearly threw it away. It's launched by Lewis. Rebound by Marnin. One on the clock. Outlet right side. Taken away, but time runs out in this first half. So kind of a wild finish to the first half. But Northwest Missouri State with their biggest lead of the half here at the tail end of the half. 28-23, Northwest Missouri State over the Missouri Western women. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more from St. Joseph after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back in St. Joseph, the Northwest Missouri State women with a 28-23 lead over Missouri Western. And, John, a very entertaining first half of basketball.
Yeah, it was. A very intense half. Both teams came out ready to play, and really been focused since the opening tip, and seeing a close game right here at halftime, but Northwest able to open things up just a little bit with that 28-23 lead. Cats shooting very well from the field, 50% from there, outscoring Missouri Western points off of turnovers, 10-4. Also on second chance points in the paint, outscoring 6-2 there, and out-rebounding them right now, too. Out-rebounding by 6, so really overall a strong half for Northwest.
You would really think that even though they lost a couple of games last week, if they can get a win over Missouri Western to round up this portion of January, that'd really make for a successful three-game stretch, I would think, and give them some momentum going into next week.
Yeah, I think so. They finally get a chance to get back at home on Wednesday night with Lincoln, and really they played pretty decent in the first half of both of those games on the road. Now they played a very strong first half this time, so hopefully we'll see a strong second half with a week to rest after, again, as we talked about, having a little bit of the illness bug hit them last week, so hopefully we've got a strong second half coming up.
Northwest Missouri State and Missouri Western at the half of the women's matchup. Northwest with a 28-23 lead over the Griffins. The two men's teams will be meeting a little bit later on this afternoon. And when we come back, we'll talk with Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. That's after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in St. Joseph, 28-23, the Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Missouri Western. To mention the men's game coming up a little bit later on, Austin Meyer, Northwest men's assistant, joining us. And Austin, pretty good week last week. I mean, you guys played in a couple of places that are traditionally tough to play. You know, played some real solid basketball.
Yeah, we did. We were really happy with the effort, both games. And like we talked about going into the Pitt game, I think just the biggest thing on the road, you start to face adversity, some things don't go your way. It's really how well your guys stay together, how well they, you know, they focus on the next play. You make a mistake here or there, sometimes it can snowball if you put your head down and get frustrated. But we came together, you know, our body language is really good. And we had a very impressive defensive effort, I thought, against Pitt State on Saturday. We're not always pretty offensively. We usually figure if it's an ugly game, it usually favors us. But I think offensively we played pretty well, too. We got it inside. D'Angelo played really well, was a spark off the bench for us. But I think, you know, it all started on the defensive end.
When you talk about effort on the road, I mean, I know effort's important in every ball game, but energy and effort, I know Coach talks about that a lot. Is it even more important when you are on the road?
Oh, definitely, because, you know, you home games, a lot of times you feel like you can get it from your crowd. You know, it's an environment you're used to. You're going on the road, it may be, you know, you may be a three-hour bus ride getting into the game, and a lot of times it's hard to get that mindset where I got to come out and I got to play with energy and play with effort. But, you know, we always say those are a couple of things you can't really teach, you know, and you know, a lot of that we look for in recruiting. We got a pretty good team as far as that stuff goes. Obviously, it's still something we stress every day, and we get on in practice when they don't come ready, when you're not communicating, stuff like that. But, you know, we say a lot of the energy comes from communication. We say communication, body language, you know, playing hard is kind of what fuels the energy.
How's the last week been without having a midweek game this week?
I don't like it. I didn't like it. I'm sure the guys didn't either. But Coach McCollum, I think, loved it. You know, he's wanting to get on the practice floor and keep getting. I mean, we all are. But I think you're having that gap, especially when you've won a couple and you're feeling good. And you like to get back out there and play. But it was good. We worked. Western plays primarily zone, so it gave us a chance to get an extra day to prepare for that, which I think could help us out here today.
I would think, too, that if you are going to have a little bit of a break and need to come back, make sure you've got that effort to do it in a rivalry game would make it a little bit easier.
Yeah, definitely, and I think, you know, we would have liked to have it maybe a little further down the road when, you know, we did just come off of having a week off from Christmas and stuff, but it is what it is, and I think a big game like this, it lets you focus more on Western and have a few more days to prepare for them.
When you look at the Griffins this year, record-wise, not great, but you see a lot of close games in there. What is it that has these Griffins in every ball game?
Yeah, they're very talented. They're, you know, we talked about today, we feel like they're one of the more talented teams in the league, and their scoring is very balanced. Their guards, they get a lot of threes up. I think late in the Kearney game, they hit five or six threes late in that game and erased a deficit there. And, you know, they're very talented. They're very athletic. They can get to the floor and score. They get to the floor and find open shooters. And they're pretty solid inside with their back to the basket.
Do you find when a team is a little more well-rounded in terms of the scoring that you almost have to take a little bit of an approach to find out maybe who might have the hot hand that day before you totally figure out exactly what you're going to have to do?
Yeah, and you hope the players adjust and kind of recognize that stuff and who maybe hit a couple early. Maybe I need to shade somebody a little bit more. But the thing I like about the way we do it, our defense is we don't make a lot of changes defensively. Obviously, at Pittsburgh State, you saw us, you know, trap their on-ball screens, little things like that. But for the most part, our defense, we have a defensive system, and we pretty much play that defensive system, and we feel it can take people out of the game. Now, from game to game, you might have a score that you need to shade a little bit more, or obviously put our better defenders on. But a lot of that goes with matchups. We usually can put Matt Wallace on the other team's best shooter, and he does a pretty good job getting through screens and handling that. So it's a system thing as well as how your personnel matches up.
Yeah, I guess it'd be fun to just not find out if anybody's got a hot hand if you're playing good enough defense.
Yeah, you're playing good enough defense. You don't have to worry about it. You contest shots. You get there on the catch. You don't allow dribble penetration. Then, yeah, hopefully you don't have to worry about that at all.
All right, Austin, go get one today.
Thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. Again, they'll face Missouri Western later on this afternoon. We're at the half of the women's game, 28-23, Northwest with the lead. We'll be back and look at some of the numbers from the first half after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. Northwest Missouri State University students and employees are again invited to participate in a free yoga class offered Tuesdays and Thursday afternoons throughout the spring trimester. The Hatha Yoga Basic Sessions meet from 2 to 3 in the Martindale Hall Dance Studio beginning Tuesday, January 15th. The sessions are led by Northwest counselor and registered yoga instructor Rhonda Leslie, and they are presented by the Northwest Personal Development and Counseling and Wellness Services. No previous yoga experience required.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back in St. Joseph at the half of the women's matchup of our doubleheader this afternoon with the Northwest women up 28-23 over Missouri Western. Before we look at stats from the first half, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, Coach Kellogg talking in the pregame about how important rebounding is and that he wanted to see his team improve. They're out-rebounding Missouri Western by 6 here at the half, 17-11. Leading the way for the Cats in rebounding is Annie Matthews. She pulled down 5 in the first half. A look at scoring. 9 points out of Maggie Marnin leads all scorers. She hit all 3 of her shot attempts from the field, ended up 3 of 4 at the free throw line, also had an assist in the first half. 6 points off the bench for Ashley Thayer. She was 2 of 2 on 3-point attempts. 5 points out of Ashley Nelson. She was 1 of 3 outside the arc. 3 first half points for Monique Stevens. Stevens 1 of 3 at the free throw line, 1 of 2 from the field. 2 points apiece for Timber Schekinger and Annie Matthews. And a point in the first half for Meredith Scott. Scott was 1 of 2 at the free throw line for the Cats. On the other side for Missouri Western, leading the way for them with 6 points, is Shanice Lewis. She came off the bench and knocked down a couple of 3-pointers, 2 of the 4 threes that Western had in the first half. 5 points apiece for Heather Howard and Alicia Bell. Howard with her points very early in the half. She also led the team with 4 rebounds, was second on the team in turnovers with 3 turnovers in that first half. 2 points apiece for Casey Clouser along with Lanisha Lawrence and Jalissa Lewis. And 1 point in the first half for Brittany Griswold, going 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Team totals for the two teams. Northwest hit 50% of their shots. They were 10 of 20 from the field, 3 of 8 from outside the arc. For Missouri Western, they were 9 of 24 from the field, 4 of 8 from 3-point range. The Griffins 1 of 4 at the free throw line. Northwest 5 of 9 at the free throw line. We mentioned the rebounding a little bit earlier. The Cats did turn it over 2 more times than Missouri Western, 11 to 9 in that first half. And Northwest outscoring the Griffins 10 to 4 and points off of turnovers in the game so far. So that's what the first half looks like. Numbers-wise, it's a 28-23 game. The Northwest women with the lead over Missouri Western. We'll take a timeout, come back, and get you ready for the second half. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Back in St. Joseph, just a couple of minutes away from the start of the second half. Northwest women with a solid half of basketball so far. with the lead 28-23 over Missouri Western. The Bearcats will finally get a chance to play at home on Wednesday night. They will take on Lincoln University on Wednesday before going right back out on the road for three straight. It seems like we're just getting done with three straight on the road.
Yeah, it seems that way. I wonder why. Yeah.
But, you know, especially for the Northwest men, the position they put themselves in, a chance to go 3-0 on the first of the three-game road trips, really an important position for the Bearcat men today.
Yeah, it certainly is. Obviously, this is a road game, but if we look just to behind us and to our left, a lot of people in the green and white showing up for this matchup, so there's going to be a lot of fans cheering for Northwest here this afternoon, even though it is a road game down here in St. Joseph. But it'd be huge if you could come out of this three-game swing at 3-0, go home and knock off a Lincoln team maybe on Wednesday night, and then back on the road to Central Oklahoma down in Edmond on Saturday. So it's important that Northwest goes through and plays well on the road here, and they've answered the call so far with a couple big wins last week. Hopefully they can keep that up and keep that momentum going that they were able to gather out of two wins last week in this matchup here against a very talented Missouri Western men's team about 20 minutes on the game clock anyway from now.
Northwest with the basketball to start this second half. Monique Stevens working right to left as the point guard across the timeline. Her pass to the left tipped right back at her. And now she picks it up. Gets it to Marnin out between the circles. Right back to Stevens. She'll dribble over to the left wing with it. Gives it up to the top of the key for Marnin. On to the right side, Matthews. Now back to Marnin, cutting to the basket. Shot off the glass, won't go. Rebound tip. Marnin out of there with it. Gets it to Schechinger. Out to Stevens' left side. She's at the top of the key with it. To the left side for Matthews. Back to Stevens. The Northwest will reset the offense. Screen either way for Stevens. Works at left side. Schechinger wide open. A three on the way off the left side of the rim. The rebound tapped out by Matthews. And Nelson saves it inbounds to Matthews. Abrams was just going to let it go. Great hustle by Ashley Nelson. Top of the key for Matthews. Looks underneath at Nelson cutting through. It's not there. Over to the right for Marnin. Into the corner, Stevens. She'll bring it up to the wing. Into the corner for Schechinger. Right side of the floor. Schechinger to the top of the key for Nelson. Dribbles to the free throw line. Over to the left for Matthews. Matthews will put it on the floor with 10 on the shot clock. Over to the left side for Nelson in front of Bell. Lob down low for Marnin. Shot by Marnin off the front of the rim. Got her own rebound. The follow blocked by Howard. Marnin back with it. And now Howard comes out of there with the basketball after knocking it loose. And Missouri Western up with the ball. Across midcourt with a pass to Bell on the left side. Bell dribbles in front of Matthews. Out to Abrams, top of the key. Over to the right side in the corner for Lawrence. Lawrence stumbles as she tries to go inside, loses a handle on it. It's picked up by Nelson, gives it up to Stevens. Stevens on the left wing, skips it to the right corner. Schechinger with a three-pointer. That one's off the back of the rim. The rebound to Marnin at the free throw line. Now top of the key for Stevens. Northwest doing a great job on the offensive boards in their first couple of possessions.
Unfortunately, just not able to get the shot to fall after that. But, boy, they are going after the boards hard.
Now to Marnin on the left wing. Marnin will put up a shot with her toes on the arc. It's no good. Lawrence the rebound for Missouri Western. She loses a handle on it. Knocked away by Matthews from behind. Now a two-on-one. Matthews on the right side. Bobbles the ball, but controls it and hits the shot. Four for Matthews and Northwest with their biggest lead. 7 points, 30-23. Missouri Western with the basketball. Bell on the left side. Gets it to Lewis between the circles. Into the right corner, Abrams. Drive along the baseline. A double team out to Lewis. Top of the key, Bell. Three-pointer on the way. Off the front of the rim. Off the backboard and good for Alicia Bell. Her second three of the game. She has 8 points. And it's a 30-26 lead for Northwest. Monique Stevens with it in the backcourt. Dribbling in front of Lawrence. Still in the backcourt. Now starts to bring it up the floor. Dribbles behind her back and a reach-in foul on Lanisha Lawrence. And that will be the first against Missouri Western. Second against Lawrence. And now several substitutions here. Merritt E. Scott, the one for Northwest. Brittany Griswold, Charnice Lewis, and looks like Deaver is out on the floor. Jaquita Deaver to replace three players in the Griffin lineup. And across midcourt comes Stevens. Stevens in the center circle with it, dribbling against Deaver. Now to the top of the key for Schechinger. Over to the right side for Stevens. Fakes a pass left, goes right to Nelson. Now an illegal screen against Maggie Marnin. That'll be the second on Marnin. First against Northwest in this second half. And Missouri Western will have the basketball. Northwest up by four, 30-26. 17:03 to play in the ball game. Deaver brings it across the timeline on the right side. out to the wing. Now to Griswold on the baseline. Howard over to the left side. A three on the way and an air ball for Denise White. Picked up by Northwest. Parity Scott out of there with it. Gets it to Nelson. Ahead to Stevens. Stevens onto the left side. Top of the key for Scott. Three-pointer off the front of the rim. Rebound goes underneath and out of bounds. And it will belong to Missouri Western. Ashley Thayer will come into the lineup for Northwest. Take the place of Stevens. And an inbound now for Howard. Into White. White will work it over to the right side for Deaver. She'll bring it up the floor against Meredith Scott. Deaver lobs it to the high post for Howard. Underneath, wide open, Griswold. Her shot too strong. Schechinger came over on the help side. Rebound tipped to Scott. Ahead to Nelson. One-on-one with Lewis. Up with the shot. Got it to go, and she draws a foul. Ashley Nelson will have a three-point play opportunity. What a tough shot by Nelson down low.
Yeah, she's going to be hit. She went up with that shot, kept her concentration on the layup, got it to go, and a chance at a three-point trip down the floor.
So Nelson steps to the line for the first time today. 19 of 29 at the free throw line this season. Cats out to a six-point lead. The free throw could match their biggest lead of the game. Free throw is up and good. So Nelson with 8 points in the game, and it's a 33-26 lead for the Northwest women. Missouri Western with it. Deaver across midcourt. Brings it over to the right side. Scott in front of her. Now to Howard at the high post. 16-footer on the way. Good for Heather Howard. 7 for Howard. 33-28. Northwest with a lead in the basketball. Thayer will bring it up the floor for the Cats. Crosses the timeline. Picked up by Lewis, who gets the steal. One-on-one with Thayer. The other way on the left side. Thayer tries to get it back, but will be called for a reach. That'll be the first on Ashley Thayer. Second team foul against Northwest. The inbound will come on the baseline left for the Griffins. 15:54 to play. Deaver looks to inbound for Missouri Western. Over to the left side for Lewis. Lewis with a dribble. Back to Deaver in the corner. Lob pass inside for Howard. Turnaround hook shot. Good for Heather Howard. 9 for Howard. And the inbound for Northwest, who leads by 3. Schechinger across the timeline. Over to the right side, lobs it in for Marnin. Marnin double team, gets it to Scott. Scott shot, blocked away by White. She comes up with the rebound. Outlet to Deaver. Deaver to the right side on the wing. Hesitates there, now brings it out to Howard between the circles. To White left side, she drives, stops, 15-footer on the way. Off the back of the rim. Rebound knocked away from Schechinger. Saving it inbounds was Casey Clouser. Got it right to Maggie Marnin, but Marnin on the baseline. And that will give it back to Missouri Western. 15-19 to play. Alicia Bell checks back into the lineup. Venetia Lawrence checks back in as well. And the inbound for the Griffins on the baseline left. And they were talking about whether or not the shot clock should be reset, and it will be. 15-19 to go. And the inbound on the baseline left for the Griffins. And they're going to bring it down to 27 seconds, so 3 off the clock. And the inbound to Bell on the left wing. Bell dribbles top of the key, goes to Howard, a 25-footer, well short. The rebound tipped by Schechinger, chased down by Bell. At the top of the key with it, over to the right side. Clouser with the drive, up with the shot, ball stripped away, goes out of bounds underneath, and Missouri Western will inbound on the baseline left. Coach Edmondson has been yelling at the officials so much, they're just flat out ignoring him now. Bowser into the paint, up with the runner, and that one is good. If she draws a foul, she'll get a three-point play opportunity for Missouri Western. Chance to tie the ball game up from the free throw line. Ashley Thayer called for her second. And Clouser can make it a tie game at 33 with her one free throw opportunity. 15 minutes to play. And it looks like there's some blood on the uniform of Heather Howard. So they're going to give her a few seconds here to try to get that blood off the uniform before making her go out of the lineup. Tell you what, this one guy behind us is loaded with energy.
He is. And
wow.
Doesn't have the sharpest knowledge of basketball.
No. But he's not afraid to let you know that.
No.
So a free throw coming up for Casey Clouser. A junior transfer from Fountain, Colorado, from Lamar Junior College. Her free throw is good. And the game is tied at 33. 15 minutes to play. Schechinger with the inbound. Gets it to Scott. Now back to Schechinger against the full court pressure. Schechinger dribbles up the right side. A double team comes her way. Gets it to Marnin. Marnin now back to Schechinger on the right side. She tries to drive into the left corner. A three-pointer on the way, and that one is good. Ashley Nelson knocking it down from the left corner. Her second three of the game. She has 11. Northwest up 36-33. On the left wing, Lawrence lobs it out to Deaver between the circles. Deaver will go to the right side for Bell. Back to Deaver. Now to the left for Lawrence. Into Howard at the elbow. Over to the right side for Bell. Bell on the right wing with it. Out top of the key. Deaver. Shot clock hits 10. Deaver dribbles over to the left sideline. Top of the key for Lawrence. Lawrence wants to drive. Stops at the free throw line. Shot in and out and in. First place to Lawrence. 4 points for her. Northwest lead is one. Meredith Scott takes the inbound against the full court pressure. Gives it to Schechinger. Now Schechinger across the timeline left against Clouser. Picks up the dribble. Spins. Hands it for Thayer. Thayer collides with Clouser. No call. Now over to the right for Marnin. Marnin tried to go to Schechinger. The ball is tipped. And then Schechinger just did get a piece of it. It goes out of bounds. And Missouri Western will have it after a timeout. 36-35, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Missouri Western. 13:55 to play. We're back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Back in St. Joseph, 36-35, Northwest Missouri State clinging to the lead over Missouri Western, 13:55 to play, and seeing much of the same here in the second half that we saw in the first.
Yeah, just two very intense teams going at it, and neither one able to really get an extended lead out of this. Griffins right now on a 9-3 run, and I think this timeout coming at a good point in the game for Northwest as Coach Keller brought his team over, just trying to settle them down just a little bit and try to stem this Griffin run.
Inbound will come for Missouri Western to Jaquita Deaver. Deaver across the timeline with it. Brings it to the right side of the floor with Thayer in front of her defensively. Now to Bell at the free throw line. Drives. Kick over to the right side. Howard. Out to Deaver on the wing. Deaver brings it between the circles. Lawrence to the left side for Bell. Back to Lawrence. On to the right side. Deaver in the corner. Howard takes a three. Blocked by Nelson. Rebound fought for on the baseline. Held ball and a possession arrow will give it to Missouri Western. Bet Howard hasn't had it in any three-point shot attempts blocked.
Not often. 6'3", she can step out on the perimeter, does a good job inside. She's just a very good basketball player.
That time a shot fake on the three, a drive. Deaver in the right corner puts up the three, nothing but net, and the lead back to Missouri Western. Deaver with her first points of the ball game. And it's a two-point lead for the Griffins, 38-36. Schechinger will bring it across midcourt right side for Northwest. Coach Edmondson about halfway out on the court trying to yell at his team. Over to the left side on the wing for Scott. Scott to the top of the key, Marnin. On to the right side for Thayer. Thayer with it on the wing. Top of the key, Nelson. Over to the left side, Schechinger steps back, takes the three. That one's too strong. Rebound, Thayer. Follow. Good! And she draws a foul. So she'll get the three-point play opportunity from the free throw line.
Really like the way Northwest has gone at the offensive boards this entire game. They have just gone strong. They've worked hard, got themselves in position, and it's resulted in some three-point opportunities, hitting the shot off the rebound and getting to the free throw line.
Here with her first free throw coming up. She is 6 of 10 on the season. And back in the game comes Tiffany Abrams for Missouri Western. And Thayer's free throw off the right side of the rim. Game tied at 38. Just inside 13 minutes to play. Lawrence across the timeline right side. Now between the circles with it. Over to the left, changes places with Bell, who gets the ball over to the right side. Abrams. Abrams into the corner for Howard. Howard with one dribble out to Bell on the right side. Top of the key, it goes to Abrams. Over to the left, Lawrence. down to the baseline and back out top for Abrams. Over to the right for Bell. Bell with six on the shot clock to Howard on the baseline. A quick jumper on the way. Good for Heather Howard. Howard into double digits with 11. And it's a 40-38 lead for Missouri Western. Northwest Missouri State with it. Across the timeline, Stevens. Now to Alexis Bay. Bay holding on to it on the perimeter to the top of the key for Stevens. Stevens with one dribble on to the left wing for Thayer. To bring it out to Nelson. Inside Schechinger posting up. Shot off the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. It's 4 points for Schechinger. It's a 40-40 game. Missouri Western with the basketball. Now a pass over to Bell, and Bell ducks underneath the pass. Coach Edmondson upset with Lawrence, who threw the pass because Bell was supposed to cut inside and set a screen. But still, even at that, you'd think Bell at least would try to knock the ball down, but she ducked underneath it. Inbound comes to Monique Stevens. She'll bring it up the floor against Lawrence. She clears out Annie Matthews so she can bring it up one-on-one, and now a reach-in foul here against Lanisha Lawrence. That'll be her third. Fourth team foul against the Griffins in the second half. And Northwest will inbound once again. Stevens will get it in the backcourt. I'm guessing Lawrence won't be quite as tight defensively here. Now they want a double team. Pass ahead to the lane, taken away by Bell. Bell across the timeline with it to the top of the key. Over to the left side on the wing, Clouser. Clouser to the free throw line. Up top for Abrams. Over to the right side in the corner. Gets it for Lawrence. Skip all the way to the left for Bell. Takes the three over Bay. It's off the back of the rim. Howard crashes the boards to the free throw line. Clouser out to the right. Lawrence left open but won't take the three. Drive along the baseline. She's bumped. This one will go against Monique Stevens. That'll be the first on Stevens. Four team fouls against Northwest. The inbound will come on the baseline right with 11:22 to play. We're tied at 40. Missouri Western came into this game with a 10-3 record overall. They're 3-2 in the MIAA. Now Callie Schoonover checks into the lineup, gets a big cheer from this crowd. She is a senior and is from Mound City. They know her well. Over to the right side on the wing. Now to Schoonover, top of the key. On to the left side for Bell. Back to Schoonover. Over to the right wing. Lawrence, skip across to Bell, left side. To Schoonover between the circles. Schoonover to the right wing. Gives it up for Lawrence. Lawrence to the top of the key. Thought about a three, instead over to Bell on the left wing. She'll bring it back out to Lawrence between the circles. Seven on the shot clock on the drive. Down the left side of the lane, up with the runner off the glass. No, Howard the rebound, the follow, yes. And Howard draws the foul. She'll get a three-point play opportunity at the free throw line. Heather Howard turning it on in this second half. Has 5 points at halftime. She's got 13 and a chance to make it 14 at the line with 10:54 to go.
Count it for Heather Howard.
She is not one that you want to see start to pick it up offensively. She can really be a spark for this Missouri Western team.
Oh, no doubt about it, both inside and outside. Does a good job on the boards. Probably one of the best finds of any team in MIAA right now, bringing in a player.
She hits the free throw, 14 points for her. Missouri Western with a three-point lead. There with it in the backcourt. We're under 11 minutes to play. Lawrence giving a little bit of room to Ashley Thayer. She brings it across the stripe. Now to Bay at the top of the key. Bay over to the right for Thayer. Bounce pass into Matthews. Double team. She goes up with a shot. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Howard the rebound for the Griffins. Howard ahead on the left side for Lawrence. She brings it to the free throw line. Down the lane. Forces the shot and got it to go. And they call Thayer for a foul. So two straight trips down the floor. And Missouri Western earns three-point play opportunities. That's the third on Thayer. Lanisha Lawrence to the free throw line for the first time of the game. She has 6 points so far, a 66% free throw shooter. And the free throw off the front of the rim. Matthews the rebound for Northwest. Gives it up for Stevens. Now we'll clear it out. Stevens brings it up the floor. A trap comes her way. A pass ahead for Thayer is tipped by Lawrence. Goes out of bounds. Meredith Scott will get into the lineup for the Cats, taking the place of Thayer.
Northwest needs to kind of stem this run by the Griffins. Griffins right now over the last 3:48, outscoring Northwest 12-4.
Shanice Lewis checks back into the lineup, one of their three-point shooting specialists. Ashley Nelson inbounding for Northwest to the top of the key for Bay. On to the left side, Matthews. Into the corner, Stevens. Out top, Nelson. Fakes on the three, goes on the drive. The runner off the back of the rim. Howard with the rebound. Stumbled a bit, but dribbled with it. Coach Kellogg wanted the travel call, but nothing there. Ahead to the right side for Lewis. Deaver. Now Howard swings around left for Schoonover. Schoonover to the top of the key for Deaver. 10 minutes to play in the ballgame. Deaver with it on the right side to the top of the key. Down the left side of the lane. Up with the runner off the glass. It's good. First to three to Deaver. Five for Deaver. Timeout Northwest. 47-40. Missouri Western's biggest lead of the game. 9:51 to play. We're back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. R.G.O. Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. The Northwest Missouri State Athletic Department has announced the 2013 football schedule. Six home games highlight the campaign, with the season opener at home with Saginaw Valley State out of Michigan on either September 5th or 7th. The schedule is the first since 2007 to feature six home games. Central Missouri will come to Bearcat Stadium for the first time in 3 years in week two of the schedule. Northwest and Pittsburgh State will meet for the 12th straight season at Arrowhead Stadium on October 19th, and homecoming will feature Missouri Southern on October 26th.
Back in St. Joseph, 47-40, Missouri Western's lead over the Northwest women, 9:51 to play. The Griffin women turning it around so far in this second half.
Yeah, they really have come out they played hard in the first half, but we're seeing them go a little bit harder to the boards right now and get their offense rolling right now on a 14-4 run, and they're doing a lot of it as well by forcing some Northwest turnovers.
And a pass ahead is tipped in the backcourt by Lewis. Loose. Griswold picks it up for Missouri Western. It gets out to the left side, and the Griffins a chance to add to the lead. Howard with a three. It's off the back of the rim. Matthews with a rebound for Northwest. Dribbles out of trouble. A pass out of a double team ahead to Stevens. Stevens with it between the circles. Gives it up for Matthews. Between the circles. Back to Lewis. Excuse me. In front of Lewis, it goes over to Stevens. Now to Matthews. On the right side, Stevens. Stevens lob inside to Marnin. Over to the left side, Nelson. Steps back. Takes a three. Good for Ashley Nelson. Cats needed that. The third three of the game for Nelson. 14 points for her. 47-43. Missouri Western with the lead in the basketball. 9 minutes to play. Deaver dribbles with it on the left side. Out between the circles, Lewis. On to the right side, Schoonover. To the baseline for Griswold. Back up to Schoonover. Skip across left, Deaver. Deaver tried to go to the high post. Taken away. Stevens gets the steal. Gives it up for Nelson. Up the left side of the floor, she brings it to the wing. Picked up by Schoonover. To the top of the key. Gives it up for Matthews. Matthews holding on to it. Now puts it on the floor once. Gives it to Scott on the right sideline. Scott will bring it to the top of the key with a dribble. Over to the left side, Stevens tries to drive, cut off, bounce pass to Marnin, knocked away by Howard, picked up by Deaver. One-on-one with Stevens the other way. Deaver with the layup on the left, and it's good. Perfect to Deaver. Seven for Deaver, all coming in this second half. 49-43, Missouri Western on top. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Stevens between the circles with it for the Cats. 8:09 to go. To the high post right for Matthews. Into Marnin, cutting to the basket, shot knocked away from behind by Howard, but Howard called for the foul, and that will be her third. That's the fifth against Missouri Western. And free throws coming up for Maggie Marnin after a timeout. 8:03 to play, 49-43, Missouri Western's lead over the Northwest women. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
back in St. Joseph, 49-43. Missouri Western women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 8:03 to play in this half. And, John, even as bad as the last 4 or 5 minutes have been for the Northwest women, they're still in a pretty good position.
Oh, they're definitely still in this game. A long way to go in this game. And just come out of this timeout, pick up where maybe they started the second half and had a little bit of a lull there when Missouri Western came out and got some things rolling. And still, Northwest just kind of keeps up with their game plan that they've had from the very start. Some good things could happen, but right now just need to cut down on some turnovers and keep Missouri Western from taking advantage of those.
Maggie Marnin at the free throw line coming out of the break. It's the first of her two opportunities. 10 points in the ball game for Marnin. That's her first point of this second half. The second one coming up for the 6'3 sophomore, and that one rattles down.
Really one of the big keys of this half, 17 points off of turnovers for Missouri Western. The first half, they only had 4 off of turnovers, so they've been causing some turnovers and then capitalizing on them.
49-45, their lead over Northwest. Left side, Lewis, top of the key, Deaver. Now to Griswold to the free throw line, a 15-footer on the way, no good. Bowser with the rebound, she's pushed from behind as she comes away with the board. This foul will go against Annie Matthews, and that will be the second against Matthews. 17 foul, 1-1 opportunity for Clouser. As we pause, 10 seconds for station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. One and one opportunity for Casey Clouser at the free throw line. The front end, nothing but net, so she'll get the second opportunity. Came into the game 2 of 4 at the free throw line on the season. She's 2 of 2 from there today. 7:49 to play. Right now a 5-point lead for the Griffins. And the second free throw by Clouser is also good. So she has 7. And full court pressure again from Missouri Western. Stevens through a double team, gets it over to Matthews. Matthews back to Stevens. Stevens with a pass ahead to Matthews across the timeline right side. Matthews gets it back to Stevens. Deaver there defensively. Stevens to Matthews. Left side. Out beyond the arc. Over to the right wing for Stevens. Inside to Marnin. Double team. Marnin with one dribble to get out of trouble. Tries to go to Scott. Overthrows it. Stevens picks it up to Nelson. Nelson into Matthews. Matthews to the right side. Scott. 2 on the shot clock. Scott with a shot blocked by Howard. Rebound for Deaver. And they're going to call a shot clock violation, which is good because Deaver is on a 2-on-1 fast break.
Yeah, it's one of those times where you're kind of glad to see that violation come because that would have been probably an easy bucket for Missouri Western. Now they have to set up and get into their half-court offense against Northwest.
Sometimes you'll see officials, if the opponent gets the rebound, let the violation go just to keep the flow of the game going. These officials electing to blow that play dead, and it helps out Northwest. So the Griffins with it. Lawrence back on the floor for Missouri Western. Howard on the right side, steps back, 15-footer, good. Heather Howard is on fire. 16 for Howard, 11 of those in the second half, and it's an 8-point lead, the biggest lead for either team in this game. Stevens to Matthews. Matthews brings it up the floor. She crosses the timeline. Now between the circles for Stevens. Stevens to the top of the key, Matthews. Matthews looked in at Schechinger cutting across the lane. Not there. Over to Marnin. Skip across left side. Nelson, a three-pointer on the way. Got it. Ashley Nelson with her 4th three-pointer of the game. 17 points in the game for Nelson so far. Bell, ahead of the defense, takes the pass. Now loses a handle on it, trying to get it to Clouser, and it is out of bounds underneath. Off of Clouser, and Northwest Missouri State will get it back as Ashley Thayer checks back into the lineup. So Thayer comes in place of Annie Matthews. And Schechinger will inbound against the full court pressure, getting it to Thayer. Now back to Schechinger. One-on-one with Clouser in the backcourt. Goes behind her back, gives it up for Stevens. Stevens will be guarded by Deaver. 6:19 to go in this one. 53-48, the lead for Missouri Western. Stevens over to the left side for Nelson. Top of the key, gives it up to Thayer. Thayer back over to the left for Nelson. Got it on the wing. Inside to Schechinger. Spin move, shot over Clouser. Misses right, rebound for Howard. Outlet to Deaver. In transition up the left sideline to the wing. Gives it up for Howard. Shot fake from 3. Back to Lawrence. Lawrence will bring it to the top of the key. Starts a drive. Gets it out right wing Bell. Bell into the left corner. Clouser fakes on the 3. Up to the wing with the dribble. Skips it to the baseline right. A jumper on the way from Howard. That's off the right side of the rim. Rebound tipped by Schechinger and it's picked up by Thayer. Thayer will bring it out of there with 5:43 to go. Ahead to Marnin running the 4. And Lawrence comes across to tip the basketball out of bounds. And also Emily Lawrence gives her team a chance to get back defensively. And now Jalissa Lewis back into the ball game, takes the place of Casey Clouser. Inbound for Northwest on the baseline right. Monique Stevens will trigger it in with 5:39 to play. A lob inbound trying to go to Maggie Marnin, and we've got a foul call as the ball was in the air. This will go against Heather Howard, and that's four on Howard. As well as she's been playing in this second half, that's a pretty big foul.
That it certainly is. Now, still some time left. You have to wonder if Coach Edmondson will go to the bench, and he will here to set her down for a minute or two.
Griswold will come in the lineup for Missouri Western. And Stevens looking to inbound. Does to Marnin. Nice cut by Marnin. Shot won't go. And Devers gets a rebound for Missouri Western. Up the floor in a hurry. Right by the defense and hits the layup. Big turn of events right there. 9 points for Dever all in the second half. Nelson with it ahead on the left side for Northwest. Gets it out to Stevens. She's between the circles with it. Stevens onto the left side on the wing. Now brings it out to the top of the key. Ball off her leg. She'll keep the dribble out between the circles. Right over to the left. Nelson, a three-pointer on the way. Got it! Ashley Nelson with her fifth three of the game. Four of those have come in the second half. 20 points for Nelson. 15 of those in the second half. Timeout, Missouri Western. 55-51. Western's lead over the Northwest women. 4:59 to go. Back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Back in St. Joseph, 55-51, Missouri Western with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Griffin basketball out of the timeout, inside 5 minutes to play. Bell at the top of the key with it over to the left side, into the corner for Lawrence. Drive along the baseline, up with the shot, fouled by Marnin. So Lawrence will go to the free throw line. The foul on Marnin will be her third. Team's eighth, and the two opportunities will come after a timeout. 4:46 to play in the game. 55-51, Missouri Western's lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back in St. Joseph, 55-51, the Missouri Western women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State, 4:46 to play here. Griffins are going to get a couple of free throw opportunities out of the timeout. And you know it's, I mean, obviously just a two-possession game right now, but really you don't want to hit this thing to a three-possession or more type of ball game if you're Northwest.
Yeah, that is exactly right. This is a very explosive Missouri Western team. They can do it both inside and outside, and you want to try to keep it as a small margin as you can down the stretch.
First of two free throws for Lanisha Lawrence is good. She's one of two at the line today, 7 points for her. And a second free throw coming up for Lawrence. And that one is good. So she hit both, and it is a 57-51 game. Missouri Western with the lead. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 4:40 to go. Across the timeline, Stevens. Bounce pass over to the right wing. Gets it to Schechinger. Wants to go top of the key. Does for Nelson. And now Thayer pushed to the floor. And a foul call coming up against the Griffins. This one will go against Alicia Bell. That'll be three on Bell. Seventh team foul, so a one-and-one opportunity. You've got to take advantage of these. Monique Stevens, one of three at the line today, including missing the front end of a one-and-one opportunity in the first half. 4:33 to play. Free throw is good, so Stevens will get the second chance. 4 points in the game for her. 57-52, Missouri Western's lead. Sharnice Lewis checks back in for Missouri Western. And it will be Jalissa Lewis that heads to the sideline. And Stevens now will get a second free throw attempt. She eyes the bucket. It's up and good. So she knocked down both. 5 points for Monique Stevens. 57-53. Missouri Western with the lead in the basketball. Cross midcourt, Lawrence works it over to the right side for Bell. Bell back to Lawrence near the center circle. She'll go to Deaver on the left wing. Back to Lawrence at the top of the key. Over to Deaver, left wing. Thought about a long three. Now holds it down to Lawrence, top of the key, to the right side for Bell. Bell back out to Lawrence to the free throw line. Howard out to the left side. Deaver takes a three that time. It's off the right side of the rim. Rebound for Bell. Kick out to the right, though. Taken away by Ashley Thayer. Big steal for Northwest. Gives it up for Stevens. 4:02 to go. Stevens expires the dribble out near midcourt. Needs some help. Gets it to Schechinger. Schechinger back to Stevens. Stevens guarded by Deaver. Put it on the floor once. Over to the right for Thayer. She's got it on the wing. Gives it for Marnin on the pick and roll. Shot by Marnin won't go. Rebound fought for in the lane. Bell comes up with it. Now we've got a whistle, and is this going to be a foul? I believe one official wants to call a foul here. And they are going to call a foul against Northwest Missouri State, putting Alicia Bell, or are they calling it on Alicia Bell? Nope, they call it on Schechinger. That'll put Bell at the free throw line. Both of them wearing number 22, so that leading to my confusion.
I really thought one of the officials was wanting to call a held ball out of that. Unfortunately for Northwest, that particular official got overruled.
So Bell gets the one-and-one opportunity for Missouri Western. Free throw is on the way, hits the back of the rim, and falls in. So an extra one coming up for Alicia Bell. 9 points in the game for her. Former Bearcat trying to make it a six-point lead. Right now it's 58-53. And the second one good as well. So 10 points now for Bell. Northwest with the basketball, 3:40 to play. Monique Stevens is the double team, throws it away, overthrows Timber Schechinger at midcourt. Now to Lawrence in transition, onto the right side. Bell up with the shot, but an offensive foul after the pass knocks Stevens to the floor. And now two officials are going to come together here. I think they're going to talk about whether or not the basket will count. It should not count if they're going to call that contact as an offensive foul underneath. So the officials still discussing it. And they signal the foul. Oh, they call it on Stevens.
They're going to call a block now.
And I think what he's saying is she was inside that half circle that's right underneath the bucket, so she was too far under the basket. Coach Edmondson wants them to count the basket, but I'm not going to be surprised if they do the way we've seen things go, but should be a one-and-one opportunity. Because the player that was fouled by Stevens was not the one who made the shot. If I'm correct. Bell at the line, and she's going to get two because they're in the double bonus. The first free throw for Bell is good. So 11 for Alicia Bell. Back to a 7-point Griffin lead with 3:31 to play. Bell had the basketball, and one of the officials takes it away from her and goes and talks with the official underneath. I think part of that was because the third official was still talking with Coach Kellogg, trying to explain why they made the call the way they did. Second free throw by Bell is good. So it's an 8-point game, and now a whistle as Timber Schechinger looks to inbound. And now he's going to have the Griffin fans upset. officiating crew is going to need to get out of here in a hurry after this one's over with. They've got both sides pretty upset. So this will send Monique Stevens to the free throw line for Northwest. It'll be a one-and-one opportunity for Stevens. She hit both on a one-and-one opportunity last trip down the floor. Front end of the one-and-one here is good. 6 points for Monique Stevens, right at her season average. 61-54, Missouri Western's lead. Second free throw by Stevens, also good. Seven by Monique Stevens, 7 points that is, a six-point game. Missouri Western with the lead in the basketball. Lawrence wipes her hands off and now brings it up the floor, over to the left side. Out to Bell, back to Lawrence. Lawrence onto the right wing, Deaver. Into the corner for Bell. Bell will bring it back up to Deaver on the right wing. Brings it middle of the floor with the dribble. Over to the left side for Lawrence. Into the corner. A three on the way from Lewis. It hit the very top left corner of the backboard and went. 64-55 Missouri Western. Pass over to the right side. Taken away. Lawrence with the steal. Down the lane. Over to the right side. Lewis takes another three. That one misses right. The rebound for Thayer. Thayer will bring it up the floor for Northwest with 2:50 to go. 64-55. Thayer on the left side of the lane. Lobs it into Marnin. Marnin with the shot off the glass. Misses again. It's the third time we've seen Marnin late in this game miss a shot inside. Missouri Western out of there with the basketball. 64-55. Griffins on top. They're going to take their time and start working the clock with 2.5 to play. Out in the center circle. Lawrence works it to the right side for Deaver. To Bell between the circles. Bell will work it over to the right side. Howard puts up a three. She's not afraid to shoot. Rebound off of the hands of Maggie Marnin and out of bounds. So the Griffins will inbound with a fresh 30 and 2:15 to play. Annie Matthews into the lineup for Northwest. Maggie Marnin to the sideline to get a breather. And Howard will inbound down near the corner for Missouri Western along the sideline. 2:15 to go. We're going to inbound it all the way into the backcourt. Deaver will backpedal a bit before catching the basketball. Now try to work some clock. Thayer back there defensively. Trying to get Deaver to bring it up the floor. She continues to backpedal with the basketball. Now heads forward. Across the timeline with it. Now stops. Still on the dribble. Middle of the floor. Between the circles to the top of the key. Expires the dribble. Over to Howard right side. On to the left for Bell. 10 on the shot clock. Top of the key, Deaver. Deaver down the lane, kick out right side, Lewis. Lewis over to Bell on the left, on the wing, a three, up off the front of the rim, rebound for Stevens for Northwest. She'll push it up in transition for the Cats. To the right elbow, picks up the dribble, gives it back for Nelson on the wing, into the corner, Schechinger takes a three, that one rattles out, rebound knocked away from Matthews. It is off of Lewis and out of bounds. So Northwest will inbound with 1:33 to go, timeout for Mark Kellogg. 64-55, the lead for Missouri Western. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
1:33 to go, 64-55, Missouri Western with the lead after the Northwest women led throughout much of the first half and had a five-point halftime lead. It's really been all Missouri Western in this second half. The Cats have kept themselves in it, but really they've done nothing so far to win a basketball game in the second half, but still with a chance to do that.
Yes, they have an opportunity here. Just a few too many turnovers here in the second half that Missouri Western's capitalized on. They've been able to knock down some the threes here in the second half. Missouri Western has to extend their lead just a bit. And right now, Northwest still with an opportunity. 1:33 left, but need to take advantage of every possession.
Cats will inbound on the baseline right. Stevens gets it out to Nelson. Nelson, who has tied a career high with 6 threes today, has it on the right wing. Goes on the drive, up with the runner. It went, but they're going to wave off the shot. And that has Coach Kellogg absolutely livid. The foul is called on Lanisha Lawrence. That's going to be her fourth, and the Griffins just caught a break. So
that was a tough shot by Nelson. Got it to go, and unfortunately, Well, he goes to the line to shoot a couple, and or actually a one-and-one opportunity here instead of having an opportunity at a three-point trip down the floor.
Nelson with the front end of the one-and-one. It's good. 21 points for Ashley Nelson. She's 2 of 2 at the free throw line. And a second opportunity coming up for Nelson, and that one is good. 22 points for Nelson, 64-57, Missouri Western's lead. Ball gets away down underneath the bucket. Now the Griffins will inbound against full court pressure. 1:28 to go once again. Inbound will come from KC Clouser. She gets it into the left side. Meredith Scott with the steal. Up with the shot on the block, and it's good for Scott. 3 points for Scott. Another inbound. This time on the left side, Lawrence. Pass ahead is tipped. It will sail out of bounds. Gass trying to step it up defensively, and the official just said it's Northwest ball, but two will come together, and it will be Missouri Western ball. And they get the call right here. 1:19 to go. 64-59. The Griffins with the lead. So Heather Howard steps out to inbound it. And they're going to look to inbound it in the backcourt. Lawrence calling for the ball deep in the backcourt. She gets it in front of Monique Stevens. Now a double team comes from Scott. Lawrence with a pass ahead to Howard at midcourt. Over to the right side for Bell. Down to the baseline. Now backs it out. Skips it out to Lawrence near midcourt. She'll try to work some clock here with 1:06 to go. Lawrence out near midcourt. Now Stevens tried to get the steal. Lawrence into the left corner. Howard steps back. Takes a three. It's off the left side of the rim. The rebound for Matthews. 5-point game, Northwest down. Stevens across the timeline with it. To the right side, Schechinger. Schechinger on the drive. Jump stop out to Nelson, top of the key. Nelson over to the right side. Gets it for Matthews. Nelson open to three. Gone for Ashley Nelson from about 24 feet out. And that's her career high, tying her career high, 6-3 of the game. Now we have a foul call on the inbound pass. This will go against Meredith Scott. That'll be the second on Scott. Right now it's a 2-point game, 64-62, with 42.6 seconds to go. And Lanisa Lawrence will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Griffins. Still plenty of time here for Northwest, even if Lawrence hits both free throws, and she doesn't. The first one's off the back of the rim. Maggie Marnin will check into the lineup for the Cats. Scott will come to the sideline. They're going to pound it inside to Marnin because Heather Howard has four fouls. She's going to have to back off defensively or at least not play as aggressively. Second free throw for Lawrence. No good. Rebound for Schechinger. Gives it up for Stevens. It's a 2-point game. Griffins with the lead. Timeout Northwest. 37.6 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsent, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back in St. Joseph, 64-62, Missouri Western with the lead. 37.6 seconds to go, and Northwest Missouri State will have a basketball. Boy, we've had a dandy here today.
Oh, it has been a good game. It's been very intense from the very opening tip. The two teams have gone at it the entire ball game. Missouri Western, a little bit of a run there in the second half, took the lead and have been able to hold on to it, but it's now been narrowed down to two. But a huge steal by Scott. We talked a little bit about during the timeout there that really was a nice 4-point swing there. And then how about Ashley Nelson with some big threes there in the second half?
Ashley Nelson with a career high this afternoon, 25 points. She's tied a career high with 6 3-pointers in this game. She's 6 of 8 from 3-point range. I think that's what's even more important is she hasn't had many misses. So Northwest will inbound. Schechinger steps out to trigger it in just in front of us with 37.6 seconds to go. The Bearcats are down by two. The inbound will go into the backcourt. It's thrown by Stevens. Then it's picked up by Deaver. Deaver with a layup the other way. It's a 4-point game. Beaver hit the layup quickly with the inbound. On the right side, Stevens across the timeline. Down the left side of the lane. Spins, kicks it out. Marnin takes a three. She got it! Maggie Marnin makes it a one-point game. 66-65. Clouser looking to inbound. Does to Bell. Bell holding on to it. Knocked to the floor, and we've got a foul call against Northwest with a 66-65 game. Maggie Marnin had not even attempted a three-pointer coming into this ball game, and she knocks one down to make it a one-point game.
Boy, that was huge. And as a second half for Marnin, where she struggled inside a little bit, getting some good looks that just didn't fall, but she steps out, hits a big three, keeping Northwest in this one.
So Alicia Bell goes to the free throw line to shoot two for Missouri Western. The first one off the front of the rim. They've missed a couple of big free throws late. She's going to get a second opportunity. 23 and a half seconds to play. 66-65, Missouri Western with the lead. Second free throw for Bell is on the way and good. So a two-point Griffin lead, timeout for Missouri Western. We have seen it all. I tell you, we thought earlier when Lewis hit that three-pointer that hit the very top. I mean, I'm talking the metal around the outside of the backboard, the very top left corner, and got that three to go. Well, if you can get somebody that hasn't even attempted a three to knock one down, I guess there's a little bit of fairness in that, but it was an open look for Maggie Marnin. She wasn't forcing the shot, and she looked like she's done it before.
Yeah, and it was a very calm setup. Eyed the bucket and got it to fall, and a huge, huge three out of Maggie there, and now Northwest getting her the chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. Still a lot of time left, 23.5 seconds left, but Northwest can't afford any turnovers here.
So a two-point game. See how Northwest decides to go about it here. See if they decide to try to go from the perimeter to get the win, or if they try to get something inside. We talked about it earlier. I would like to just see them take a shot with a little bit of time left on the clock, so you've got an opportunity at an offensive board if necessary. They'll face some full court pressure from Missouri Western. I wouldn't imagine it's going to be too tough a pressure. Western doesn't want to commit a foul and send them to the free throw line with a chance to tie. Stevens with it in the backcourt, working against Deaver. 18 to play. Stevens across the timeline. Right side of the floor. Deaver still there. Stevens dribbles into the paint. Down the left side of the lane. Spins with it. Goes up with the shot. Couldn't find a pass. And Howard with a rebound. Gets it out to Lawrence. Lawrence fouled but gets away from it. Now Matthews commits a foul with 2.8 seconds to go. Monique Stevens wanted to pass it off. Just couldn't find anybody open. Had to force the shot. She was in the lane. It ends up just short. And Missouri Western with a chance to make it a two-possession game with 2.8 seconds to go, but they have missed some big free throws here late. Cats need a miss out of Lanisha Lawrence from the free throw line. The first of her two rattles down. A second one would do it. Right now a three-point game. Western with the lead and 2.8 seconds to play. The second one for Lewis is up, and that one off the back of the rim. A long rebound chased down by Nelson, who's knocked to the floor. We're going to have a foul call here, which will put Nelson at the free throw line the other way, and it's going to be one of those situations where Nelson's going to need to hit a free throw and then maybe miss one intentionally in order to get the Cats a chance at an offensive rebound and a follow. So we'll see if that's the strategy that Northwest takes here with a three-point game and 1.6 seconds to go.
Coach Mark Kellogg having four of his five players over at the sideline, diagramming a play while Nelson's at the free throw line here, trying to take as much time as he can.
Nelson gets ready for the first, and that one good. So it's a two-point game right now, 68-66 Missouri Western. Nelson gets a second free throw. And she hits the front of the rim, but I think she got over the line too quick. She did. She needed to throw it off the rim and let a teammate get the rebound. She tried to catch Missouri Western off guard by firing the line drive at the front of the rim, which, if she waits and it comes right back to her, that would have been great. But she just got a little bit too antsy, which you can kind of understand, and got over that free throw line too early.
And we've seen that happen to many players, not just Nelson there, when they tried to do that down the stretch. But unfortunately, got in the lane a little too early, and Western will have it.
We saw Northwest a little bit earlier get a steal from Meredith Scott on an inbound pass, and she hit a bucket quickly on the block. that's kind of what the Cats need here. Need to get a steal and a bucket. We may see Missouri Western try to throw it in a little bit deeper. Maybe throw it into their front court. Even if the Northwest gets a steal out of it, it would take them more time and they'd have a longer shot. I guess we'll learn a little bit about the strategy from Coach Rob Edmondson here as Missouri Western inbounds with 1.1 second to go. He's intently diagramming something up for his Griffins. Northwest out on the court. It's pretty simple for them. Need a steal and a bucket.
Yeah.
There's nothing to draw up there. So we'll see what Missouri Western does as they come out onto the floor. With a guard-heavy lineup outside of Howard, but Howard you could pretty much consider a guard for the Griffins. And two of the officials now over in front of Mark Kellogg having a chat here. I think they're talking about time because there was 1.6 seconds on the clock when she was at the free throw line. The Northwest fans chanting 1.6. So with the violation against Nelson, the time should have never started. It's a dead ball violation. Coach Emerson, of course, arguing here. I don't know why, because just based upon the call itself, the clock never should have started. So they're going to get it reset to 1.6 seconds. They're working on it right now. It shows 1 hour and 60 seconds.
I don't know if the players and the fans could take another hour now.
Yeah, you know, with the energy that these two teams have put forth. Now, 16 seconds would work.
Yeah.
Bearcat fans cheering the 16 seconds. But like I mentioned, they won't get that. They'll get it figured out, I'm sure. But there'll be 1.6 seconds on the clock once they get it set. And oh, the official's still hearing it from Coach Emerson, and you can tell the official is annoyed. Kind of half-rolled his eyes as he spun back. They're going to wait until they get the clock set. They're trying to figure out how to get it set at 1.6 is the trick.
There they go.
So now it's set, and an inbound coming from Missouri Western. They're going to inbound it under Northwest's bucket. Basically needing to go the full length of the floor. Now both teams go to the sidelines. They're going to need to be called right back out because it's not a timeout. Should have done that a while ago. Now they come back to the floor. And Howard will inbound it. Marnin will cover the inbound attempt by Howard. Western lines up with three right in front of Howard. And they will go with a deep inbound pass that's caught at midcourt by Lewis. And that'll do it. A heck of a ball game here in St. Joseph. Unfortunately, the Northwest women end up short. Missouri Western with a 68-66 win over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back to St. Joseph right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in St. Joseph, heck of a women's matchup, 68-66, Missouri Western with a win over Northwest Missouri State. We talked about how maybe there wouldn't be quite the rivalry feel with so many new players and coaches, but I think they got a lot closer today.
Yeah, it didn't take long for the players, coaches to kind of get into the atmosphere and everything. The game went right down to the wire, and really I think one of the keys in it for Northwest, they committed 11 turnovers in each half, but the turnovers that Northwest committed in the second half, Missouri Western did a much better job converting into points than what they did in the first half, and that maybe one of the big keys in the game.
One of the frustrating things, is the loss, but boy, Northwest played a much better basketball game than the two we saw last week on the road.
Oh, no doubt about it. I know they're going to be right now heartbroken about a tough, close loss like this, but a lot of things have went well for them in this ball game. Ashley Nelson offensively knocking down the threes. They really overall played very hard, aggressive defense, and did a lot of things that will win you a lot of games as the season goes on. Hopefully they can use what came out of this that was a positive as a springboard for some wins down the line.
Northwest Missouri State women with the loss to Missouri Western. The Bearcat women falling to 8-5 in the season, 2-3 in the MIAA, while Missouri Western moves to 11-3 and 4-2. We're back with the Extra Effort Award after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day on January 21st.
The legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. just cannot be talked about enough. And we've come a long way, John, but there's so much more that we can do to make sure that, you know, we're focusing on the content of character, not, you know, skin color, as he said in the I Have a Dream speech. And so on campus, we've got a couple of activities on Monday, a peace brunch at 11 a.m. It's in the Jones Student Union Ballroom. We'll ask people to come out and be part of that brunch, but also a student panel discussing our themes for the week, peace, justice, equality, and unity. Following that brunch at 12:30, we're asking the Northwest community and others to come along on a peace march, and that leaves the student union and travels to the steps of the Nottoway County Courthouse, and Mayor Pro Tem Sean Wake, one of our own employees, will be delivering a proclamation at that time. So public's invited to that, and also on Monday we have a service that our students are partaking in at 2:45 at a local nursing home. So a lot going on, and then even next Friday, John, we've got a unity celebration at 7 o'clock in the Student Union Ballroom with have performances of poetry, songs, dance, promoting the week's theme. So, obviously, the commitment to the principles of Martin Luther King and what he really espoused continue on here in 2012 at Northwest.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back at the Looney Fieldhouse in St. Joseph, 68-66, the final score, Missouri Western's win over Northwest Missouri State. It is time for our Extra Effort Award, and one new career high and a tied career high for Ashley Nelson, and that earns her the award this afternoon.
Oh, and some very clutch shooting there in the second half. Ends up with 26 points total.
6 of 8 on three-point opportunities, 8 of 12 overall from the field, a 4 of 5 at the free throw line, and really that last, that one miss was there at the end of the game when she was trying to miss a free throw to see Northwest get a rebound and a bucket there with the only a little over a second left on the clock. Pulled down two rebounds and had a blocked shot as well. Overall, a heck of a game for Ashley Nelson.
So Nelson with the career high in 26 points. That's the new career high. She tied the career high with 6 3-pointers today. 14 points out of Maggie Marnin. Marnin was 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Did hit a three-pointer late in the ball game for the Cats. On the other side for Missouri Western, a double-double out of Heather Howard. She had a big second half of basketball. 16 points and 12 rebounds for Howard. 13 points out of Alicia Bell and 11 points for Jaquita Deaver. Deaver 5 of 6 from the field in this one. She also had 4 assists, 5 assists out of Lanisha Lawrence as well, leading the way for Missouri Western. But the Griffins win it this afternoon, 68-66 over the Northwest Missouri State women. The two men's teams getting ready for their matchup. We'll do the same. When we come back, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
It's pretty simple. All out. All game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.